today I learned a new magic trick. You want to see it?
Show us, Jeffy.
Sure, show us.
All right, I just need $20 to do the trick.
I'm not going to pull out $20.
Come on, Marvin. Pull out the $20.
Here.
All right, I'm going to make this $20 disappear.
Oh, no, you're just going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. It's a magic trick. Oh, magic trick dick. Disappears and shit.
Well, you're just going to tell me to close my eyes, and then you're going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. Keep your eye on the $20.
Oh, I am.
All right, I'm going to make the $20 disappear. Abracadabra!
Ow! Hey, Jeffy, get back here!
Wait, where did the $20 go?
Jeffy took it. I knew he was going to do that.
But where did the $20 go?
In Jeffy's pocket, because he ran away.
Where is it?
I hate you. I hate you so much. There's someone at the door.
Hello?
Marvin, help!
Wait, why are you in handcuffs?
Well, Goodman here got caught trying to evade his taxes, and then he tried to bribe an IRS agent.
You tried to bribe an IRS agent?
Yes, they only make $61,000 a year, and I was going to offer them $70,000, which is more money than they make in a year in a single day.
And he's admitting to it.
Well, all right, well, how about I give you the $70,000 and you just don't arrest me?
Now you're trying to bribe a police officer, so that's another charge.
I'm not trying to bribe, I'm trying to help the poor.
Wait, why'd you come here, Goodman?
Because I was going to give you the $70,000 so you could bail me out of jail.
Why don't you get Chives to do it?
Well, because he's got to go to court with me to plead my case and tell him how much of a good person I am.
I'm not going to try very hard.
Right, so, Marvin, on. I need you here. Take it. If I'm in there longer than 30 seconds, I'm going to bite your balls off.
$70,000.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
Oh,
where did you get all that money?
Okay, so look, Goodman got arrested for not paying his taxes, so he gave me $70,000 to bail him out of jail. But I was thinking we don't bail Goodman out of jail and we keep this money for us.
Wait, how long is he going to be in jail for?
Probably years. Not paying your taxes is a serious crime.
Yeah, I don't know, Marvin. He might get really mad if you don't bail him out.
You're right, but think about all the nice things we could do with this money.
Yeah, Jeffy can make it disappear.
No, no more magic tricks. But think about it. I mean, if I bail Goodman out of jail, he might not ask me for any more house payments. But if Goodman's in jail, then I don't have to give him a house payment because he's in jail. I don't know what to do with this money. Do I do the right thing? Or do I do the wrong thing?
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today I am trying out a new hairstyle. What does everybody think?
I like it. You look like George Washington.
I hate it. Okay, today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Goodman, who is being accused of not paying his taxes, as well as bribing an IRS agent to continue to not pay his taxes. Mr. Goodman, what have you to say about this?
It was all Chives' idea! He's a sad old man, so he came up with the idea all by himself!
But that's not true, Your Honor!
Well, I have already spoken with this IRS agent, and I find you guilty! And if Chives is your mastermind, then I find him guilty as well. You see, I am paid through taxpayer money. That means you're fucking with my money. So I sentence you to 24 hours in prison and to pay $100 million to the IRS. Or me, if you want. I'd prefer me.
$100 million? I'd rather you put me in the electric chair!
Come on, you two.
But why me? Why me? I didn't do anything!
Alright, get in there, you two.
Ew! Brick walls? Where's the marble tile? And the granite countertops? And the quartz flooring? Ew! Poor!
This is jail. We don't have any of that.
Please, sir! Don't lock me in here! I'm not supposed to be here! I'm just the butler! I'm innocent!
Alright, zip it, you two. You guys did the crime and you were found guilty, so you have to spend the full 24 hours in jail.
What, Chives? A hook! Do you have a bed sheet? Because I'm going to Aaron Hernandez myself. Or maybe Jeffrey Epstein.
Alright, that's it. You're on a live watch. I'm going to be back every 15 minutes to check on you.
Oh, I'm not going to make it in here, Chives! I need to lie down. Ew! Poor! What is this bed? And Frank slept on something better than this. This bed looks like it came from North Korea, and it's covered in bed bugs and lice and Ebola. Chives, I need you to lay on this mattress so I can lay on top of you so I don't have to touch it.
Sir, I don't believe I have to listen to you in here.
Chives, I'm going to make you my jail yard bitch, and for dinner you're going to have a mouthful of Goodman balls if you don't lay your ass on this bed.
Very well, sir.
Ugh, I love my Chives mattress. I wonder if it came with the vibrate feature. Vibrate, Chives. Oh, it did. I love the lower lumbar support. Oh, Chives, I have to shit, mouth.
No, no, sir. There's a toilet right over there.
Well, this time you got lucky, Chives, but come over here. You need to wipe me.
Very well, sir.
Ew, Chives, what is this toilet? It looks like it has herpes and syphilis all over it. I'm going to need you to lick it clean so I don't get herpes on my ass cheeks.
But, sir, isn't that what toilet paper is for?
Well, do you see any toilet paper in here? Because I sure as fuck don't.
Well, maybe we could ask a guard for some toilet paper.
Chives, we don't have time for that. I have to shit now. Lick!
But,
Chives, clockwise! Come on!
It's on my tongue. I think
lick!
It's sick!
Up, Chives! Lick! Hurry, Chives, I have to shit. Pull my pants down. It's velcroed in the front and back.
Okay, sir.
Hurry, Chives, because if I shit in these pants, you're gonna have to lick them clean.
Oh, you should be good now, sir.
Chives, you know I can't shit until you say it.
Oh, very well, sir. All aboard the poop train. Do, do.
Chives, I need toilet paper, and there isn't any, so give me your shirt.
But, sir, this is cashmere.
Well, it's about to be ashmere, so give it to me.
Please, sir, can we just ask the guard for some toilet paper?
No, Chives, and also, there's no bidet, so I'm going to need you to spit on my asshole. Spit, Chives, spit.
No, please, sir, no.
Spit, damn it.
Oh.
More spit. It's starting to dry.
Oh, God,
come on.
I should probably go check on him.
Come on, Chives, a loogie!
But, sir, my mouth is very dry!
What the hell is going on in there?
Dear God, officer, please give us some toilet paper!
Chives, when did I say stop spitting? Where's my loogie?
Oh, dear God, if you needed toilet paper, all you had to do was ask! Here!
Slam dunk!
No! Why would you do that? We needed that!
No, we didn't, because you spit-shined my asshole pretty good, Chives. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Okay, you two just knock it off. Next time you need something, just ask.
Yes, I need something. If you're taking dinner orders, I'll have the filet mignon, medium-rare peppercorn with blue cheese crumbles, a side of asparagus, caviar, and a baked potato. And also, I'll have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon 2018. No, 2017. And for Chives, he'll have the fancy feast, because he's a fancy little fucker. Meow, Chives.
Meow.
Good boy.
This is prison, so we don't have any of that stuff.
So no fancy feast? I'm sorry, Chives.
No, all we have are fish sandwiches.
Oh, well, cats like fish, so go ahead, Chives.
Well, it's better than what you normally feed me.
So when shall I expect my filet mignon?
Actually, everybody gets a fish sandwich.
Ew! Jailfish? Where do you even get that from?
Well, it just comes in a truck.
So it doesn't come from Nobu? So it's not mahi or yellowfin tuna?
I don't know, man. It's just fish.
Ew! Poor! I'm going on a hunger strike!
For 24 hours?
Yep!
Okay, if you want to.
Wait, I didn't say no to the fish sandwich!
No, Chives! I'm not gonna let you eat that shitty food! Now, come on, I have to lie down.
Oh!
Don't you start complaining, because complaining gives me the runs!
Oh, I'm so excited to have you sit on me!
Alright, Chives, down. Oh. Down, down! Ugh. So what the hell are you supposed to do in this shithole anyway? There's no golf course, or yacht with bitches, or Lamborghinis? Chives, you know I hate it when you mumble. Open your mouth when you talk. What the fuck? Chives, breathe! Breathe! What were you saying?
Sir, I was saying maybe we could play tic-tac-toe.
Well, I don't see a pen or fucking paper in here, do you? Unless you smuggled some in your ass.
No.
All right, then, down.
But, sir, what if we ask the guard for a pen and paper?
Okay. Call the fucking guard, Chives. I'm not going to waste my words.
But, sir, you just said so many more words.
Chives, don't make me shit.
Guard! Guard!
Hey, knock it off, you two. Now, you guys are going to get a third cellmate. See, there was a brutal assault in another cell, and there was shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I know it wasn't Bubbles, because he's way too friendly. So he's going to be in your cell for a little while. Come on, Bubbles, get in there.
Oh, Chives, protect me!
What's up, cute little hoes?
Oh, hello, sir.
You a beautiful little butterfly, ain't you?
Sir, did you hear that? He called me a beautiful little butterfly.
I got some soap for your ass cheeks.
Oh, perfect! Grab it, Chives, and start spitting!
Very well, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to drop this soap. We only got one. Hold on pretty tight, okay?
Okay.
Oops. Pick that shit up.
Sir, I believe I've dropped the soap.
Yeah, you did. Pick that shit up.
Pick it up, Charles.
We don't waste soap here, nigga.
But, sir, I feel like if I pick it up, something bad will happen.
You're wasting time.
I feel
pick
like...
up the damn soap.
Just pick it up, Charles.
But something bad's gonna happen, sir.
Nothing bad gonna happen. I hear, man. This Bubbles house. Pick up that damn soap, nigga.
Okay. What's that?
Hey, don't be scared, nigga. I'll be gentle, I promise. You ain't gonna just walk up in my cell all double-cheeked up and shit and not gonna throw it back on daddy. That ass for me.
Good news, Goodman, you made bail.
Oh, God. Just me or Chives, too?
I thought he was with you.
No, he does everything for me.
Please, please don't let me stay here.
All right, Mustache, it's your turn now.
Chives, fetch.
But, sir, it's your turn! No, it's your turn now!
I'm ready to go now, please!
Okay, come on, nigga.
Thanks for finally bailing me out of jail, dickhead. What took so long? Chives had to spit shine my ass!
Well, you see, the $70,000 was heavy. I had multiple trips to the car. And
you thought about spinning it, didn't you?
Oh, no!
Don't you lie to me. I have cameras in this house, and I heard you and Porky Pig thinking about spinning it.
Wait, who's Porky Pig?
You little piggy.
Aww.
Well, look, I did the right thing. I bailed you out. So, what's my reward?
You get a thumbs up. Good job, bud. You did good.
Well, you see, I bailed you out of jail.
I gave you the money to bail me out of jail. All you had to do was drive down to the jailhouse and then pay the bail. That's way more work than you do sitting on your ass all day.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but I left Chives in the jail cell. He's getting railed. But I'll leave him in there for a few weeks until he learns his lesson about tax fraud. Old fuck. Anyway, tomorrow, house payment. Give it to me.
I should have spent the money.
I heard that!
Hey, Daddy, touch my bubble pipe.
Jeffy, stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, make me bubble.
Jeffy, I said stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, please.
Get that out of my face.
Oh, I'm gonna bubble.
Stop it, Jimmy!
Marvin, lock the news!
Breaking news, UK. Paris has kicked off the 2024 Olympic Games, and it's going to be a good one this year, with notable stars such as Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, and LeBron James.
Oh, Marvin, it was always a dream of mine to be in the Olympics.
What did you want to compete in?
Oh, no, I didn't want to compete. I just wanted to go and, like, watch.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, do you think they have Olympics for shooting bubbles in people's faces?
No, I don't think they have that. You need to stop that. Jeffy, stop it. You couldn't even be in the regular Olympics. You'd have to be in the Special Olympics.
Marvin!
They have Special Olympics?
Yeah, they have Olympics for special people just like you, Jeffy.
Oh, I can be in the Olympics because I'm special?
Yeah, you should go, like, practice so you can go compete.
Yeah, I'm going to go train right now.
What are you doing?
So what's this board game, Cody?
Chicken versus hot dog.
How do you play?
Well, I think I just sit on the hot dog while you guys go through the cards and play Uno. I don't fucking know. Ooh, I win.
How'd you win?
Look at me, Junior. I'm winning.
Hey, guys, I want to be in the Olympics.
You can't be in the Olympics, Jeff. You have to be really athletic to do that.
But my daddy said that there's a special Olympic just for me.
Special Olympics?
Oh, yeah, the Paralympics.
Well, what's the difference between Olympics and the Paralympics?
Well, it's a special kind of Olympics for people who have handicaps, like people in wheelchairs and stuff.
You're telling me I can compete against people in wheelchairs? That'd be so easy.
No, because you have to have a handicap to compete.
I stepped my toe once.
That doesn't count.
Wait, so you're telling me I could fake an injury and then go up against actual injured people and win gold medals?
Well, you could, but that would be cheating.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool! Well, what if we recorded ourselves doing something dangerous so it looks like we're injured, so then people would believe our injuries so we get gold medals?
Well, I guess you could do that.
Alright, so let's go do something dangerous and record ourselves so we have proof that we are injured.
Ooh,
so,
dude, I'm gonna jump off your roof. Head first!
Yeah, do that!
Yeah!
And I'm gonna run and jump down my stairs and, like, fall.
Ooh, nice choice.
You guys might actually get seriously injured.
And then we wouldn't be cheaters, now would we, Cody?
No, I guess you wouldn't.
Alright, I'm gonna get my phone and record it. Cody, you don't need a handicap because you're blind.
But I'm not blind, I just wear glasses.
But if you took your glasses off, then you'd still be blind.
But no, I wouldn't.
I'm more artistic.
Yeah, and Jeffy can paint. So let's go fake our injuries, guys!
Woo! Alright, kids, you're all bandaged up. So what made your friend want to jump off the roof head first and then you drag his body in the road so he could get hit by a car?
We were trying to fake injuries so we could join the Olympics.
Oh, is that why you threw yourself down your stairs?
Yeah, I wanted to fake a broken leg.
Well, you broke it for real.
Well, we just thought that if we faked our injuries, we could compete against people with real injuries and get easy gold medals.
Oh, you mean the Paralympics? Huh, that's actually not a bad idea. You guys are actually injured, so I guess you could compete, and you'd probably win, too. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4 handicapped kids. You know, if I got a kid with cancer from the cancer ward, I bet we could actually compete in the real Paralympics and win a whole bunch of gold medals.
You think we could do that?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, let's go to Paris and compete. All right, kids, ready for the easiest gold medal you'll ever get?
Yeah!
Hello and welcome to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Today's basketball matchup winner will win this gold medal. Now let's meet the USA team, starting with LeBron James.
Oh, Sprite Cranberry? That's too easy.
Next up, Steph McFlurry. I mean Curry. But damn. Next up, Nikola Jokic.
Give ball. I just want my horses.
Don't worry, buddy. You'll get back to your horses soon. Next up, Luka Doncic. And the final teammate, Caitlin Clark.
Me liking basketball.
That's a big thing. Play, Caitlin.
Thank you. Very good.
What the fuck? They're not handicapped at all. Those are superstars. Hold on. I got to go talk to the announcer. Hey, man, what the fuck? You got a problem? Yeah, I got a problem. This is supposed to be the Paralympics. Why is LeBron James out there? He's not handicapped. Oh, well, this isn't the Paralympics. This is the Paris Olympics. The Paralympics are next week. Oh, I am so stupid. But still, I have a lot of questions. Why are Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic out there? They're not even from America. Why are they on the USA team? Oh, they just wanted to get easy gold medals. Yeah, I actually had the same idea, except I was trying to cheat against handicapped people. But still, those are kids. Why are you even allowing them to compete in this competition? Well, nobody wanted to go up against those guys. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. Well, kids, we're fucked. Just play your hardest, but we're definitely getting silver medals. Let's get started!
Yeah, Junior, I think we're gonna get destroyed.
Go!
What are we supposed to do?
I guess, should we go over there?
Grab my horse.
Oh, damn. The whole USA team just scored one big slam dunk. Is that legal? Can they do that? Can they just embarrass us on international TV like that? You know, that kid over there in the wheelchair has cancer. His mom is watching. And he's not even faking. He really has cancer.
All right, Cody. I'm going to inbound it to you.
No, Junior. LeBron is right on me.
Me and my son play on the same team.
I know, LeBron.
Hey, LeBron. There's a Sprite Cranberry over there.
What? Where?
Run, Cody.
Oh, hey, Mr. Steph Curry. I heard your wife wants other men.
Ha! Hey, Cody, pass me the ball!
I like horses.
Jeffy, Joseph's open in the corner.
Okay!
Why would you pass it to the kid in the body cast?
That's a ball! That's a ball, right?
Look, yes, LeBron, that's your ball. It went out of bounds.
Give me.
Curry from half court!
Bang! Curry from half court! Timeout. Did you not just see Steph Curry kick the kid in the wheelchair? No. I'm gonna go check on him.
Yeah! Curry from half court! That's what I call my Curry! Yeah!
Kid, are you okay?
Coach, I'm gonna miss my team appointment.
Okay, that's it. We forfeit. This is just sad. Team handicap forfeits. Team USA wins. Come get your medals, boys. Congratulations on the gold medal, Nikola.
I don't give shit about medal. I want to play with horses.
Congrats, Luca.
I just want to play Xbox.
Congratulations, LeBron.
I'm gonna celebrate this victory with a Sprite Cranberry.
Congrats, Chef Curry. And congratulations, Caitlin Clark.
I have penis.
Hello and welcome to the next Olympic event, the 100-meter freestyle swim. Now let's introduce the first Olympic athlete, 23-time gold medal winner, Michael Phelps. And going up against him, a bunch of handicapped kids. Well, kids, this isn't fucking fair.
How am I gonna swim with crutches?
I guess you don't. I didn't bring any goggles. Okay, Jeffy, do you have an excuse? Oh, I guess he's chicken. Well, I guess it's up to Joseph to beat Michael Phelps then. Swimmers, are you ready? On your marks, get set, swim! Oh, damn, look at Michael Phelps go! Oh, damn, he's going! Go, Joseph, go!
I think he needs a push.
Oh, I got him. Come on, Joseph, you're swimming like you're drowning.
I guess the stereotype is right. People in full body cast can't swim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the kid on the stretch is drowning. He is drowning. Michael Phelps is almost at the end. Michael Phelps wins. Congratulations, Michael Phelps, on winning another gold medal. Ah, great, Joseph. Now we lost. You just stay at the bottom of the pool and think about what you did. Hello and welcome to the final Olympic event, the 100-meter dash. Our first runner for Team Jamaica is Usain Bolt.
Every little thing is gonna be all right.
And going up against him, once again, a bunch of handicapped kids. All right, kids, who's ready to go up against Usain Bolt? I have bad knees because of my fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and I broke my legs from in crutches.
I have cancer, but I can try to roll fast enough, coach.
Oh, good idea. You and Jeffy try to go after him.
Go after him? Don't you mean go against him?
No, you will be behind him. Runners, on your mark, get set, go! Jeffy, why aren't you running?
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, it's a race.
I was supposed to race him?
Yes.
Well, what do I want then?
Well, if you win, you get a medal.
Do I want that?
Yes, of course you want that.
All right, I'll try.
No, Usain Bolt is hauling ass. There's no way anyone's catching him. Oh, look at that. Jeffy's coming from behind. No diddy. Oh, it looks like it's going to be a photo finish. And, oh, I don't know who won. It's too close to call. We're going to have to let the judge review the results. And what's your excuse?
My wheelchair wheel's locked, coach.
Such a quitter. Congratulations, men, on tying and both winning gold medals.
I still believe I won. But you know what? Every little thing's going to be all right.
Oh, my God, I did it. I actually won a gold medal. I mean, we did it. Yay.
Well, good.
Well, kids, you tried your heart out of your asses off. And Jeffy actually won a gold medal.
Well, isn't that like all of our gold medals since we're like a team?
No, it's his because he earned it. Isn't Joseph still at the bottom of the pool?
Hey, Danny.
Question. How long is too long to eat an onion ring you found underneath the refrigerator?
What?
3.5 months? Is that too long?
Yeah, that's too long, Jeff. You're not eating an onion ring you found in the refrigerator. It has green mold on it.
Well, let me tell you what happened. So about 3.5 months ago, I put this onion ring underneath the refrigerator because I wanted to grow an onion. Well, it didn't. So now I want to eat it.
You're not going to eat it, Jeffy. It's gross.
Not going to eat it or not supposed to eat it?
Both. You're not going to eat it. Give me the goddamn onion ring. You're not eating this. There's someone at the door.
Hello? What? Goodman?
Is that a goddamn onion ring?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
I mean, it's 3.5 months old.
Is it your newborn fucking baby? How do you know its age? Why are you carrying it around your house?
No, I found it under the refrigerator. It's been under there for 3.5 months.
Then why are you still holding it? Why didn't you throw it away?
I don't know. I don't know. I just...
That goddamn onion ring. Yum! Tastes like shit, Marvin!
It's 3.5 months old!
Why didn't you tell me?
I did! I
thought you were lying.
What?
Yeah, let me in! There's fucking bugs out here with malaria and Ebola and shit. I gotta talk to you about something.
Okay.
Fuck away from me.
All right, Goodman, what do you want to talk to me about?
I got two words for you, Marvin. Possibly one. Pickleball.
Pickleball? What is that?
It's this new sport I started playing because I'm rich and bored. It's like tennis, but not.
Well, I've never heard of it. How do you play?
Well, I'll show you. Chives! Get your ass out of the car and bring the pickleball shit! Move that old dick! He's on his way.
Are you sure he can hear you all the way from your car?
Of course he can, Marvin. I have his hearing aids turned all the way up to the point where it's making that humming sound. He can hear an astronaut rub one out on the International Space Station.
I brought your pickleball paddle, sir.
Oh, you did?
You think you did a good job, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Come here.
Where the fuck is the ball?
I'm so sorry, sir. I'll get it right away.
Jesus, I hate him. Well, anyway, Marvin, this right here is the paddle, and I'd show you the ball, but someone doesn't like to do their job. So whenever he decides to, you'll see the ball.
I got the ball, sir.
Oh, you did? Thanks, Chives. Go fucking get it.
Very well, sir.
Sometimes I like to play fetch with my butler, because I have to get his heart rate up so he doesn't die on me.
I got the ball, sir. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Chives.
Please don't throw it again.
You see it, boy? Go fucking get it.
Oh!
Fucking idiot, I didn't even throw it. He'll be looking for it for a while. But anyway, Marvin, this is the pickleball paddle, and this is the pickleball.
Okay, why are you telling me about this stuff?
Well, because tomorrow there's a tournament for pickleball, and the winner gets $10 million, and I want you to be my partner.
Me be your partner? I've never even heard about this game. I've never played it.
Well, it's just like tennis, but not.
I don't know how to play tennis either.
Well, you can look it up, Marvin. You can learn. You can practice. Be ready for tomorrow, because that's when the tournament is.
I can't be good by tomorrow, Goodman. Find someone else.
No, you can't be good, because it's $10 million. For $10 million, you can do anything. Marvin.
Okay, I'll try, but don't get mad at me if we lose.
I found it, sir.
Did you take that ball out of my car, Chives?
No.
You didn't take that ball? Marvin, do you have a pickleball in your house?
No, I've never owned one in my life.
So, did you take that ball from my car after you couldn't find the ball that I didn't throw?
What? No!
Come on, Chives, let's go check the car. Because there were four pickleballs.
I think there were three.
No, there were definitely four.
Goodman, I can't get good at this. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Pickleball is a battle sport.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing? You didn't come to bed last night.
I've been watching 12 hours of pickleball tutorials.
What's pickleball?
I don't fucking know.
Well, why are you doing that?
Because Goodman wants me to play in the tournament, and I really just have to fucking learn how to play it by today.
Hey, Marvin, can I borrow some eggs and some jelly and some bacon and some bread and use your toaster? Basically, what I'm asking is, can I use your kitchen to make breakfast using your stuff? And if you're out of something, can you go to the store and get it for me?
Sure, I guess. I don't care.
Ooh, pickleball, Marvin? What you know about pickling some balls?
I have no idea what this game is, and I have to learn it by today because I have to play in a tournament.
Well, don't watch its stupid-ass tutorial. I can teach you how to play pickleball. I'm a pickleball master.
What, you are?
Oh, yeah, I've been playing...
Hey, Dad, I got a question.
What is it, Jeffy?
Okay, fuck me, I guess. It's not like I was in the middle of a sentence. Go ahead and ask your question.
Can I wipe my ass with paper towels and then flush them down the toilet? Because I did that, and now the toilet won't work.
That was an important question.
No, you can't do that, Jeffy. Now there's a pile of paper towels and shit. And I'm so stressed out. I can't deal with this. I'm so tired. I have to learn pickleball. Ball. Can you please just teach Jeffy how to play pickleball and he can just take my spot?
Sure, I'd love to. Come on.
I'll drink some coffee and then go watch.
All right, Jeffy, this is pickleball. It's a lot like tennis, but it's a lot smaller and you can only score if you're serving. And I'll warn you, I'm pretty good at pickleball, so let's see how good you are. Okay, now you would think you'd get a point for that, but you don't. Only I can score because I'm serving. And I know that sounds like some bullshit I made up because I'm bad at pickleball, but it's not. Those are the actual rules.
Okay, so it's Jeffy's serve?
Yes.
Okay, Jeffy, it's your serve.
Yeah, go ahead and serve, bitch! Let's see what you got, you pencil-nosed fuck! I am so sorry. I just get really competitive about pickleball. I'll slit your grandma's throat if you win, bitch! See, there I go again. Competitive. Go ahead and serve.
Okay.
Fuck you, you fucking cheater! You have to have cheated! There's no fucking way you're that good! Fuck you! I'll kill you! I'll fucking kill you!
Back up!
I'm sorry, Marvin. It's just, he's so fucking good at pickleball. I've never seen anybody that good at pickleball. He should go pro.
Wait, really?
Yeah. He should be, like, tournaments, like, with the pros.
He was that good?
He's the best pickleball player I've ever seen.
He just served once.
Yeah, but I've never seen somebody serve that good. I mean, that's the only explanation, because I'm great.
Oh, like, you're the best.
I'm the best at pickleball.
Okay.
I mean, other than him now.
All right, Jeffy, let's go. Okay, I'm feeling really good knowing I don't have to play pickleball.
Hey, Marvin, did Jeffy learn how to play pickleball?
Learn? He didn't need to learn. It's like he already knows how to play pickleball. He's a natural. He's the best pickleball player I've ever seen.
Wow, Jeffy, that's really great to hear. I can't believe you learned.
Hey, Marvin, you ready to play pickleball?
Actually, I decided I don't actually have to play.
The fuck you don't? I gave you a 12-hour notice. You have to play.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm not that good because I've never played. But Jeffy, he's a master at pickleball. He'd be a better partner for you because you'd actually win. And I have this guy to vouch for me.
Oh, yeah, he's the GOAT. He's like the Wayne Gretzky of pickleball. He's the Michael Jordan of pickleball. He's the Babe Ruth of pickleball.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's the greatest pickleball player I've ever seen.
Okay, because I'm going to bet my entire fortune on this pickleball tournament, so you guys better be right about this.
Oh, don't do that.
No, I'd do that. I mean, you got nothing to worry about.
No, I don't.
Nah, that's a sure bet.
Shut up, Marvin. Let's go, guys.
I'll stay here.
Hello and welcome to the pickleball tournament.
Yes, I have two people that are signed up to play.
Well, you know, the winner gets $10 million.
Oh, we know.
And you already paid the $100,000 entrance fee, correct?
Yeah, I paid it online.
Let me just check. Yep, you're right here. And you even agreed to our non-refundable policy.
Yeah, that's fine, because I know we're going to win.
Well, unfortunately, only one of you can play.
What? It's 2v2.
Well, normally it is, but we only have one other contestant, and that's LeBron James.
LeBron James plays pickleball?
Yep, he's the best.
Okay, well, where's the pickleball net? I don't see it.
It's right there.
That's a basketball net.
What's the matter, son? You never played pickleball? Hey, LeBron!
Sprite Cranberry?
Teach this fool how to play some pickleball.
Oh, you want to play pickleball?
Is that a jar of pickles?
Dunk that shit, LeBron! That's how you play pickleball!
That's not fucking pickleball!
Yes, it is. It's just like basketball, but with a jar of pickles. And no dribbling, of course, for obvious reasons.
Well, I'm not going to play LeBron James in pickleball!
Well, you already signed up, and it's non-refundable!
Marvin, this is all your fault!
What, my fault? You're the one who came up with this stupid dumb pickleball idea!
But you didn't read the fine print!
What, well, yeah, I didn't sign up for this shit! You should have read it and found out it was not actual pickleball!
Well, I'm not playing, so Jar Jar Binks here can play! It's okay, Danny, I got this shit!
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. Jeffy will play LeBron James in pickleball.
Okay, it's time for tip-off! Okay, first one to three draws in the net wins! Ready, set, pickleball!
Give me that shit!
One draw, LeBron!
Marvin, you said it was good!
An actual fucking pickleball, not whatever the fuck this is!
Where you going, little boy? Where you going? Oh, you suck ass like my son.
Oh, rim job.
Marvin, he's ruining my bank account. You're going to give me a rim job tonight if he loses this game.
Oh, you think you got me? You little nigga, you little. Well, watch this. Green fuck, nigga.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, point for LeBron. That's 2-0.
But no. The jar shattered when it hit the rim.
It doesn't matter. All the pickles went through the net, so it counts.
Marvin, if Jeffy loses this game, I'm going to eat your dick like a pickle.
Oh, what you going to do? You down by two.
I'm going to shoot a three.
Oh, it's no three-pointer street pickleball. You got to shoot from here. And it's a two-pointer.
Okay, well, that.
I'm all in your face. You can't shoot.
Fuck yeah.
No way. Ooh, lucky shot. Boy, I'm about to end this shit, helmet boy. Ow! Foul! Ref, where's my call? Free throw!
That's bullshit!
Foul! Reaching in! LeBron gets one free throw. This could end it, folks.
Thank you! Step back, little man. I'm about to end it in one free throw. I'm about to be the champion. Damn it! I thought it was the basketball. I'm used to basketballs. I was doing a warm-up dribble. Look, give me another try.
Sorry, LeBron. We're all out of small jars. You're going to have to use the big one.
Oh. The pickleball tournament go.
Put your pickle right there, Marvin.
Did you really bet your entire fortune?
Of course not. I'm not fucking stupid. I only bet $10 million, so put your pickle right there.
Marvin, what are you doing?
It's a baby dill. Soggy little fucker. Ow!
I can be your bad man, cause I be robbing. I don't want no lap dance, bitch. Give me noggin. All right, Krause. This Saturday night, we're gonna be having a school dance. We're gonna be boogie-woogieing, twerking, and throwing that shit back. So make sure you have a date, cause if you don't, you are a loser!
Aw, oh, man, a school dance? That's lame as hell. We're too old for that. And who wants to go to school on a Saturday night anyways? We could be playing video games.
Yeah, Saturday night's when we play Fortnite.
Yeah.
A school dance? That's so cool. I want to go. Junior, you have to take me because you're my boyfriend.
I can't. Me, Joseph, and Cody are going to run trios on Fortnite.
Actually, me and Ken are going to go to the dance.
What, you're going to go to the dance?
Yay.
Well, yeah, I want to see Ken's wop. Wet-ass plastic.
So he is a doll.
No, he's not a doll. He's just got so much Botox, it's like plastic.
Junior. So you're not going to take me?
Me and Joseph can run duos. Cody holds us back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine then. I'm just going to go by myself then.
You're going to go to a dance all by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Bros before hoes. I'll see you on Fortnite, Joseph.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Hey, Penelope.
Hey, Patrick.
Do you guys have anyone to go to the dance with?
No. No, I don't.
Really? I thought you and Junior were dating.
Me too!
Well, since you're not, you want to go to the dance with me?
Yes, Patrick. I would love to.
Yay!
Damn, dude.
but never in a million years where I thought I'd see the day that Patrick's still your bitch. Wow. 2025 is starting out crazy.
You can't go to a dance with another man while dating me. That's cheating. Cody, is that cheating? Check the book.
Okay, I'll check the book, Junior.
In case you go to a dance with another man.
I don't see it, Junior. I'm looking.
Keep looking.
Junior, you didn't want to go. I did. Patrick asked me, so I said yes. We're just going as friends.
As friends? Cody, read her the rule about women having male friends.
It says women cannot have male friends.
What?
Article 4.
Article 4 says no man would be friends with a woman unless he thinks there's a possibility he might be able to sleep with her.
What kind of insecure asshole wrote that book? We're just friends, Junior.
Article 5.
Article 5 says if she defends the man, that means she's definitely cheating or she's keeping him in her back pocket so she can cheat later.
You guys, it's Patrick. He's special.
Special? She just called him special! Cody, read her Article 7 about pet names.
Pet names. It says if she says he's special or like a brother, they've been friends since they were kids, that means she's definitely cheating.
Yeah, so you know what? I don't want you going to the dance with Patrick, so I will go to the dance with you.
No, Junior, I can't do that to him. I can't break his heart.
Wait, you care about breaking his heart? You care about his feelings? Oh my God, Cody, read her the article about feelings.
I'll be honest with you guys. This is just a science textbook. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Junior,
the book doesn't lie.
If you want to go to the dance, then you can come and you can dance with us there. How about that?
What? Dance with you? I'm not going to be a part of y'all's stupid love triangle where you get your cake and eat it too. I'm not going to be that. It's only me or him, and you got to pick.
Junior, you're so insecure. I'm not having this conversation with you. Go if you want. I'm going with Patrick.
What? The book? Cody, check the book, please. She took this whole cheating.
Guys, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. This is just like planets and shit.
Hey, loser, do you have a date to the dance?
No, because he's so ugly.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, bitch, those horizontal scars on your wrist are just for attention. Go vertical next time and do us all a favor.
Yeah, well, you're just mad because you don't have a date to the dance.
I actually do have a date to the dance, in fact.
Oh, yeah? Well, I believe that when I see it.
Well, you won't be seeing my face there because she'll be sitting on it like a dog scratching his ass on the carpet.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's her name?
Stinky fuckerhead 439½.
Sounds made up.
No, she just goes to a different school.
Wham, boo-hoo, cry.
What's wrong, Jeffy? How was school?
Hey, there's a school dance on Saturday night, and this kid was making fun of me saying that I didn't have a date to the dance, but I told him that I did have a date. So if I show up to the dance without a date, then he's going to make fun of me and call me a loser.
Aw, Jeffy, are there any girls in your class you could ask to go with?
No.
Baby, he's 20 years old. All the girls in his class are 15.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, if he looks at one of them wrong, he's going to jail. All right, so you told this kid that you have a date to the dance.
Yeah.
Okay, did you explain, like, what she looks like?
No, but I did tell him her name.
Okay, what's the name you said?
Stinky fuckerhead 439½.
Well, it looks like there's no problem here, because he knows that name is made up.
No, he doesn't! He believed me! And he said that he would see me and her at the dance!
He's not going to see you there at the dance with a girl named that, because there's no girl named that. Why would you think of that name out of all the girl names in the world? Why'd you say that?
Well, because it was the only girl name I could think of!
That's not a girl's name!
That's rude, Daddy! It's not her fault that her parents got a divorce, and that she has two different last names.
So you've met a girl with that name?
Yes.
No, you haven't. What's her last name?
439½.
What's her first name?
Stinky Fuckerhead.
No, it's not, Jeffy. Stop making it up.
I'm not making it up. It's real.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we just download Tinder or Hinge and find some random girl to go to the dance with them?
Marvin, no. Girls on those apps are just looking for hookups.
What was the name of those apps again?
Okay, well, how about we just hire a girl to go to the dance with him?
No, Marvin, we're not getting him an escort.
Jeffy's prostitution problem.
Marvin, we can't call the video that.
We're not going to call the video. That's not what we're doing. Why don't we just hire a girl to go by whatever the hell name he just said, and she goes to dance, dances, and then she leaves. Why can't we just hire a girl to do that?
Slide her a 20 and she might do something freaky.
I don't get it. No, freaky. Just go to the dance so you don't look like a loser. Look, I can just call my friend the Love Doctor.
Oh, that's a good idea, Daddy.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my son.
My retired brother Bill will need a date to dance.
What is he talking about?
My son Jeffy needs a date to the school dance, so we called you.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered, but I am unhappily married. Also, I'm not really into dudes, so no can do.
Well, no, I'm talking about, like, he needs a date to the school dance.
Oh, he needs a date to the school dance, huh?
Yeah, and you're a doctor, so I thought maybe you're, like, a love doctor.
What the fuck is a love doctor?
Like, someone who, like, gets someone dates?
No, I'm just, like, a regular doctor. I mean, if you need help donating sperm, I can do that.
Well, I donate a lot of that to the toilet and also the floor around it because I miss my hand. And sometimes when I'm edging, I can hit the back of the wall, and I might JFK a bitch if she ain't careful.
But I just need you to help me find him a date to the school dance.
You know, I knew a guy who never needed a date to the dance because he always had one. Yep, always has a date to the dance, Lance. Let me tell you about him.
So when I was in high school, we had school dances like homecoming and prom, and everyone would ask girls out trying to get dates to the dance. But there was this one kid who never had to worry about getting a date to the dance. Always had a date to the dance, Lance. You see, Lance was rolling in dates. Every time a school dance was coming up, all the girls in school would tell guys no because they were hoping Lance would take them to the dance. I asked so many girls to the dance in the craziest ways, and they still said no, hoping for a chance to the dance with Lance. I hired an airplane advertisement company to fly a banner asking a girl out, and she said no. I had the chorus class sing to a girl in class, and she still said no. And I even had the lunch lady spell it with french fries for a girl, and she said no. No one had a chance against Lance. Me and all the other guys were pissed. We would go to the dance without dates, and all the girls took one glance at Lance, and they were in a trance. And the dance was themed like France. I knew I had to stop this nonsense, so I put ants in Lance's pants, but it just enhanced his dance. So then, I pantsed Lance while he danced. Turns out he had a huge dong. He began to prance with it dragging behind him, and then Lance was expelled after that for refusing to pull up his pants. But I heard Lance has a degree in finance, and he loves plants. So yeah, all he has to do is be like Lance, and he'll have too many dates to the dance.
Okay, but he's not Lance.
I mean, he's kind of Lance.
Oh, listen, is there any way you can help us find him a date, even if we have to pay her?
Like an escort?
No.
Jeffy's prostitution bamboozle.
Hmm.
Marvin!
No, listen, is there any nice girls that you know?
I mean, I do pap smear, so I know the good ones. I mean, that's probably a HIPAA violation, but I smear some pap now. Smear the shit out some pap. Yeah, like jelly on toast. Yeah, see, down at the hospital, they call me Papa Smurf, because I'm the Papa Smurf of pap smears. Right up there with Marcanus and Marcellus Pap, the Wright brothers of pap smears. They invented it. Before them, it was just the pap poke, but they invented the smear.
Oh, listen, can you help us or not? Get him a date.
I think I know a girl. I'll be right back.
Hey there! Brooklyn guy said you needed a date to the dance. He's the best doctor ever. He does my pap smears. I call him Papa Pig, because he fixed my muddy puddles.
Well, ma'am, it's nice to meet you. Is there any way we could pay you to go on a date with our son?
Yeah, for the right amount of money. What's my name supposed to be?
Stinky Fucker 439 and a half.
What?
I prefer Brooke.
No.
Okay.
Well, listen, all you have to do is take him to the dance and then bring him right home.
Yeah, I can do that.
Hey, Daddy, Slayer at 20. I want to get freaky.
No, Jeffy, there's no freaky. Look, just go to the dance with her and impress your friends.
All right, Daddy. But if the Red River's flowing, I want to take the dirt road home.
Well, the dirt road's pretty much your only option.
I really hope they have a good time.
Me too.
Give it up for DJ Chopstick! How many Y's in this bitch? Where my shooters at?
Get your balls off my shoulder.
Hey guys, look, my date's here.
Whoa, look at that, honey. He actually has a date.
L. Her name is Stinky Fucker 439 and a half.
Or Brooke. You could just call me Brooke.
Look at that, honey. She has a mustache.
It's actually not a mustache. It's a Cleveland Steamer I gave her on the car on the way over here.
Well, actually, that would be a dirty Sanchez. A Cleveland Steamer is where you shit on their chest.
I did that too.
Ugh, they're freaks.
Actually, I'm going to do 4 in the stink, none in the pink. Straight punch an asshole.
Ugh, let's get out. Out of here, honey.
Gross.
Look at that! You did it! You made them think I'm cool!
Yeah, we really showed them.
Started speaker pump?
No. When do I get paid?
This is fun, Penelope!
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Patrick.
I'm so happy you said yes to going to the dance with me.
Me too!
Hey, you want to see me dance as fast as I can?
Sure! Patrick! Your pants fell off!
Uh-oh, we know a lot.
Hey, Penelope, I just wanted to come to the dance and see-
What? You have Patrick's pants on? You took his pants off?
No, he just danced his pants off!
Get away from my girl!
Ow!
Oh, you ever take your pants off in front of my girlfriend like that?
You want to go, bitch? Here, oh my god, oh my god! Take that man's wieners out! Take your wieners out!
Hey! No wieners out on the dance floor! What do you think this is, a ditty party?
We're back, and someone's pooper is sore, and it's not mine!
Okay, so how'd the date go?
Oh, it was great! Everyone at the dance was so jealous!
Well, I don't know about that, but he did show up with a date who had that ridiculous name.
Okay, well, here's the $20 we owe you.
Thank you. Haha, suckers! It was me the whole time!
Whoa! You look just like a lady!
Dude, look like a lady! Yeah, that.
Well, what about all that shit we did in the car?
Literally.
Well, so, like, everything went fine? I mean, you look just like a woman. Like, what happened?
Well, like, I think you got the gist of it. Everything went fine. But word of advice, if you ever shit on someone's chest again, make sure it's not diarrhea. Again.
It was solid at first!
Thank you.
tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, I think we should... Ooh, you hear that, Junior? My tummy's rumbling. That means it's grub time.
Yeah, I'm starving too, dude.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
Well, you guys think we should go to McDonald's and get Happy Meals?
Oh, dude, yeah, that'd be fun.
But guys, we don't have a car.
Oh, yeah, and we can't drive.
I got a car.
Wait a minute. We want to go to McDonald's, and Jeffy has a car. Do you think maybe, perhaps, Jeffy could use his car to take us to McDonald's?
Do you think we should ask him?
I think we should. Hey, Jeffy, can you drive us to McDonald's in your car?
I don't know. I gotta ask my mommy and daddy for permission before I drive at night, because last time, I hit a moose.
How did he hit a moose in Florida?
Hey, Daddy!
Oh, hey, Jeffy, you're just in time for dinner. Eat your green beans.
Yucky!
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
Me not for to hunger, Tom.
Well, if you're not hungry, then go to your room.
But, Daddy, I was gonna ask you if I could go to McDonald's with my friends and get Happy Meals.
No, Jeffy, you know you can't drive at night, because last time you went driving at night, you hit a hippo.
I thought it was a moose.
It was a hippopotamus.
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
I gotta go pee.
No, if you go driving at night, then I'm gonna ground you.
Almost forgot.
Oh, ooh, you goober. Oh, you damn goober. You're grounded.
Ooh, guys, Jeffy's coming.
It seems like it's good news.
What'd your dad say?
My daddy said fuck no.
Aww.
But I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yay!
We just gotta go really fast so I don't get caught.
Yeah, we're gonna have to haul ass.
If that's one thing my pee-pee cruiser can do, it's haul ass. Let's go.
We got our Happy Meals! Go get home as fast as you can so your dad doesn't find out.
I'm gonna send you, Junior!
Yeah, go, 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 go!
Woohoo! Happy Meals!
Oh, yeah, dude. I love my nuggies. Jeffy, that's a red light.
Shimmy!
That's a red light. Jeffy, you just ran a red light!
So?
That's against the law! You could go to jail!
It is?
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Ooh, Jeffy, you just ran a red light?
Who cares, dude? There's no cops around.
All right, guys, let's eat our Happy Meals.
I'm just glad we got back home without Jeffy's parents finding out.
Guys, do you think I'm gonna get in trouble for running that red light?
No, Jeffy, you already made it home safe. The cops can't find out now.
Yeah, dude, they can't pull you over at home.
Well, unless there was a red light camera on it.
What?
What's a red light camera?
Well, some red lights have a camera that takes a picture of your license plate when you run it.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds like an invasion of our privacy, and Martin Luther King did not die for that.
I don't really see what that has to do with traffic.
So you're telling me that the camera took a picture of my car running through the red light?
Well, maybe, if there was a camera on it.
My mommy and daddy can't find out that I ran a red light or else I'm fucked.
Wait, guys, I have a solution. Why don't we just go steal the traffic light?
What?
Yeah, if we steal it, they can't get the footage of Jeffy running the red light and he can't get in trouble.
That's a good idea, Junior.
No, it's not a good idea, because he'll get in way more trouble for stealing a traffic light than just running a red light.
But if his parents find out he ran a red light, he'll get grounded, and then we won't have anybody with a car that can drive us places, so we have to steal it.
But if he gets caught stealing a traffic light, he'll go to jail.
It's a risk we have to take, Cody, so let's go steal a traffic light. All in favor of stealing a traffic light, say aye.
Aye.
I don't know about this, dude. I think I'm gonna go home.
Wait, why?
Because I don't want to go to jail, bro. Thanks for the Happy Meal, though.
Oh. Well, guys, I guess it's the Three Musketeers now.
Nope, it's the Two Musketeers because I'm not doing it either.
Why, you don't feel good?
Yes, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about stealing a traffic light.
Okay, can you at least be lookout for the cops?
Okay, fine, but only because I don't want you guys to get in trouble. But if the cops do show up, I'm snitching on your bitch asses.
All right, come on, Jeff, let's go steal it. Leave your Happy Meal. What do you, leave it.
guys, I can't believe we just stole a fucking traffic light. That's so crazy. That's so cool, guys. We're like rebels. You know, other people dream of doing stuff like that. But we actually went out there and did it. You know, we're like pirates. We just take shit. We see something we want. We just take it. It's so badass. Right, guys? Right? It's so fucking cool. We're so cool. Right? Right? You know, right?
Yeah, we got away with it.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
You know, we should steal more stuff. I can't believe it. Like, it belonged to somebody else, and now it's ours, and we didn't even pay for it. That's so fucking cool.
Cody, you were the most against stealing that traffic light.
I know, but now that we got away with it, I want to steal more things. That's awesome.
Jeffy! Oh, Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no. We're going to get in so much trouble. Why did we even do this?
Oh, no, guys. Hurry up and take the traffic light and hide in my room.
Oh, Cody, let's hide in this room. Go on.
No.
Jeffy!
Oh, candy cane dick. Does a U-turn.
Jeffy, I cannot believe you think your green beans are dinner.
I'm sorry, Danny. It slipped.
No, it didn't. You did it on purpose. Where did these Happy Meals come from?
They're Junior Joseph and Cody's. And that's why I wanted to go to McDonald's, because I wanted my own, because I was jealous.
That better be the truth, mister.
It is.
All right. Well, you go to your room.
Yes, sir.
Marvin, these Happy Meals aren't eaten. Oh, look! Chicken nuggets!
Baby, no, you can't eat that. We just ate a healthy dinner.
But Marvin, can I just... just have one cheeky nuggie?
No.
What about a Frenchie fry?
No, baby, we already had a can of green beans each. It's healthy.
Marvin, that is not a real dinner.
Well, Popeye the Sailor Man, he eats a can of green beans.
That's spinach!
Well, listen, we cannot break our diet, okay? We're on a strict diet. Now, I'm gonna go make sure Jeffy's in bed. Do not eat any of that Happy Meal.
All right, Jeffy, we tried to cover up the traffic light the best we could.
It's okay. My dad doesn't suspect it then.
Jeffy!
Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no, you guys gotta hide!
Yeah.
Jeffy, are you in bed?
Yeah.
Why are you under the covers?
Because it's sleeping time.
Let me see your face. I want to make sure it's you. Let me see your face, Jeffy. All right, just making sure. Good night, Jeffy.
Good night, Daddy.
Wait a minute. What is that?
It's my nightlight.
Is that a traffic light? Jeffy, why is there a traffic light in your bed? How'd it get in your bed?
Daddy, can I be the most honest with you that I've ever been?
Yes.
I honestly don't know how the fuck that traffic light got in his bed.
Jeffy, that does not make any sense. Traffic lights just don't appear in bed. Traffic lights are not meant for beds.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When I got to the bed, I pulled back the sheets. Fucking traffic light. I said, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. So I doubled down and I got into bed.
Jeffy, be honest with me. How did that traffic light get in your bed?
I don't know. Maybe it's a traffic light tooth fairy or some shit going around putting traffic lights in people's beds. Oh, tooth fairy dick. Covered in teeth with wings. Spits out quarters and shit.
Jeffy, what are you even talking about?
Honestly, Daddy, I don't even know.
So you're telling me you swear you don't know where that traffic light came from?
Daddy, I swear on my extra chromosome, I don't know where that fucking traffic light came from.
All right, so I'm going to investigate this and find out where it came from.
I think you should, too.
All right. You better not be lying to me.
All right, Daddy.
Oh, Marvin, I swear I wasn't eating the chicken nuggets. I just wanted to smell them.
Listen, we have a bigger problem on our hands. Jeffy has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know, the green light, yellow light, red light.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm calling the cops to report it.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, my son has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know the thing that makes your car stop and go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's in his bed. The black dangly thing.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The black dangly thing. It's in my son's bed. A traffic light.
Okay, yeah, I know what a traffic light is, but how'd it get in his bed?
I don't know. He said a traffic light tooth fairy put it there.
Okay, well, it sounds like you might be on drugs.
I'm not on drugs. I saw the traffic light in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen, buddy. I'm gonna hang up now and pretend this conversation never happened.
No. Listen. It's red light, green light, but in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen. If she says red light, just stop, okay? Otherwise, you and I might be talking under different circumstances.
Well, no. It's not like a... He didn't believe me.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news! A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Oh, baby, you don't think...
Huh?
Jeffy killed those people by stealing that traffic light.
What?
Yeah, he killed those people because he stole the traffic light. He caused that accident to happen. Jeffy's gonna go to jail.
Oh, no, Jeffy!
Who's that? Hello?
Hey there, police.
The police, what are you doing here?
Well, you just called me a minute ago about your son having a traffic light in his bed, and then there was just a deadly car accident due to a missing traffic light, so it was kind of like putting together a two-piece puzzle. It was pretty simple.
Oh, I don't think those things are related at all.
Yeah, I would be really shocked if they weren't. I'm talking really fucking shocked. Like, I would actually bet my left nut that they are, in fact, related. And that's actually my favorite nut because it hangs just slightly lower than the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm gonna come in and just try to, you know, knock this out, you know? See if someone's going to jail. I think they are. I think they're fucking going to jail. Come on, let's rock this shit. Well, am I good at my job or what? Boom! Traffic light. Boom! There's a missing traffic light. Boom! It's right here in your bed. Boom! Case closed. You know, I'm really excited because the chief gives us a Tootsie Pop every time we get an open and shut case, and this case is shut! So who am I arresting first?
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
Ugh, I forgot. I gotta actually prove you guys did it. God, I hate this part. It's always so hard. And I can't check for fingerprints because, of course, you touched it. It was a traffic light in your bed. I touch it, too. Actually, I've never even touched a traffic light. Now I've touched it. That was pretty cool. Now what?
Well, it wasn't me, and Jeffy said it just appeared in his bed.
I can't even check the traffic light cameras because there isn't one.
Wait, there's no red light camera on it?
No, not on this one.
Oh, so he didn't see me run the red light.
Wait, so you ran this red light and then it just showed up in your bed?
Yeah, it must have been mad that I ran the red light and it followed me all the way home.
Well, red lights can't follow you home. Unless it's some kind of haunted red light monster.
Well, it would make sense if it was haunted, because why else would it leave its spot and cause that deadly car accident? That sounds pretty haunted to me.
Oh my god, you're right. That's exactly what a haunted red light monster would do.
Hey, touch my butthole!
Okay, we can add that to the list of charges. It's breaking and entering, and then he came into your bed.
In my ass!
All right, that's it. You're under arrest, red light monster. You're coming with me. Freaking heavy. Jeez. Could you lift that in? This sucks.
Breaking news, UK! A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Marvin, I'm so glad that haunted traffic light is behind bars!
It can't hurt anyone else anymore.
Justice has been served.
Jeffy, how's your butt feeling?
Prolapsed and leaking.
Well, Jeffy, that traffic light is behind bars, so you let me know if there's ever another traffic light in your bed.
I will, Daddy, and I'll scream to you. I'll be like, Daddy, come quick! There's a traffic light in my bed!
Okay, good. Baby, where are those chicken nuggets that were in that box?
Well, Marvin, I know what you're thinking, but I did not eat them, okay? I was going to eat them, but they ran away because they were haunted chicken nuggets.
Baby, that is the worst lie I've ever heard. Chicken nuggets cannot get up and run away, and chicken nuggets can't be haunted.
But Marvin, it's true!
Don't lie to me. You're teaching Jeffy how to lie, because right now, Jeffy's been telling the truth for a while now, and you're going to teach him how to lie. So you better own up to it.
You're right, Marvin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't lie. You be more like Jeffy. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I'm a truther. I've been truthing around this bitch all day.
Nothing gets past you, Marvin.
Nope, nothing gets past me. I'm smart. Yeah, I know everything.
Bathroom and fill up the bathtub until it overflows and then ride the waves off the side of it. That would be totally righteous! Righteous!
No, Jeffy!
Daddy, why don't you ever let me do anything fun? Why can't you just say yes?
Because, Jeffy...
You suck!
Oh, what did I do wrong?
Marvin, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You could have been nicer and just say, no, Jeffy, not today.
No, I have to yell at him!
Don't yell at me now! I'm going to my mother's!
What am I doing wrong? Hey, Cody, do you think Thomas will make the flip this time?
No, he never makes it.
Have faith, Cody. Come on, Thomas, do the flip.
Dog shit. That's what this toy is. It's dog shit.
Reset it and try it again, Cody.
Hey, guys.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
I'm mad at my daddy because he never says yes to anything I want to do.
Well, hold on. We want to see if Thomas is going to make this flip again.
He's not going to make it.
He's going to make it, Cody.
He's never made it.
Come on, Thomas. Make the flip. Make the flip. Make the flip.
Dog shit. Do I need to say it again?
Reset it one more time. What were you saying, Jeffy?
I'm just mad at my daddy because he never lets me do anything fun. I wish for one day he would say yes to everything.
Well, you could try hypnotizing him.
What does hypnotize mean?
Oh, hold on. Let me get my grandfather's pocket watch. But first, I want to watch this. Dog shit.
Go get the pocket watch.
All right, I got my grandfather's watch.
Well, give me a second. I reset it, Thomas.
Why? He's not going to do it.
He's going to make it this time.
Bet me a dollar.
Deal. Come on, Thomas. Make it.
Pay up, chump. Wait. He actually stuck the landing.
He stood back up.
Damn it.
Ah, give me my dollar back.
You have it.
Okay, what?
I got my grandfather's
watch. Hold on. Jeffy restarted it.
Wait. Okay, it's dog shit, and I got my watch.
Oh,
okay,
well, how does it work?
Well, you just wave this back and forth in front of your dad's face and tell him to say yes to anything you want to do, and he'll do it.
Oh, well, why doesn't everyone have one of those?
Well, because people don't really have pocket watches anymore. Now they have iPhones and Google Pixels or whatever the hell it is people use these days.
Well, I'll take it.
Okay, here you go. You can have it. Just be careful. It belonged to my great-great-grandfather. I'm just kidding. I hated that bastard. You could break it for all I care.
Now, Jeffy, when you tell your dad to say yes to everything in a day, I would start it tomorrow, because today's almost over with.
Oh, good thinking. Junior.
Alright, restart it, Cody. Best 2 out of 3.
Why?
Hey, Daddy.
Sorry for yelling at
Take
you.
Take that apology and shove it.
What?
Check this out.
What is that?
It's your pocket watch. Look at it.
You're not going to hypnotize me, Jeffy.
We'll see about that. Just keep looking at it. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you will say yes to everything I want to do.
I'm not going
to
do that, Jeffy.
And when people ask you why you're saying yes to everything, you will say that you don't know.
Alright, Jeffy. Go to your room.
Alright. See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Like that would ever work. I can't be hypnotized. I'm gonna go to bed.
Hey, Marvin, I'm hangy.
What?
I'm hungry and I'm hangy.
I thought you were supposed to be at your mother's.
I was, and then I woke up and I was hangy. Feed me, Marvin, cheeky nuggies.
Ah! Okay, good. It was just a nightmare.
Good morning, Daddy. You want to know what I want for breakfast?
What?
20 Happy Meals. You think you can do that?
Yes! I meant to say, yes! I'm trying to say the two-letter word. I'm trying to say yes! Why do I keep saying that?
Because it hypnotized you, Daddy. It's working, right?
Yes.
Ha! Gotcha. La, 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 la.
Marvin, I'm hangy. I want some chicken nuggets.
No, okay, Daddy, let's go to McDonald's.
And then divorce her.
What? They gave me 20 of the same toy?
Well, maybe that's the only one they have, Jeffy.
Well, this is horse dingleberries!
Yay! Chicken nuggets! Okay, I'm good now. I'll talk normal.
Jeffy, are you going to eat your 20 Happy Meals?
I'm full.
He didn't even eat them.
Oh, man, Daddy, I'm stuffed. Thank you for getting me 20 Happy Meals.
You didn't even eat them.
Well, I just wanted the toys.
Marvin, that was really nice of you to get Jeffy 20 Happy Meals.
There's people starving in the world.
Daddy, can you take me to Disney World?
Yes.
Can Scooter come too?
Hey, fat boy.
Yes.
Yay! Scooter, we're going to Disney World!
Marvin, how can you afford that?
I can't.
Come on, Daddy, let's go to Disney World!
I'm gonna have to use credit cards.
Disney World!
Disney World! Where's the big rat?
What are you talking about?
Mickey Rat.
His name is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Rat.
Let's just go ride rides, come on. Are you guys ready for the ride?
I'm scared! Nothing's happened yet.
All right, guys, what ride do you want to go on next?
I want to go on the Slinky Dog ride.
All right, let's go on it.
Here it forward.
Oh, that was Woody. Come on. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, guys, we rode rides. Let's go home.
Can you take us to Universal Studios?
But, Jeffy, we just went to Disney World.
Can you take us?
Yes.
Woo! Universal Studios!
Yeah, let's go ride rides!
I want to ride Dominion Ride!
Me too! Minions!
Wait, where'd you get that at?
I stole it.
I want to ride Dominion Ride over and over and over and over and over again.
Me too!
Okay, let's go ride it a few times. Okay, guys, we've rode that ride over 40 times. I've lost count.
Let's do it again.
Can we go to Dave and Buster's?
But we're already at... yes.
Yay! Dave and Buster's!
Yay! Let's go play some games. I'm exhausted.
Marvin, I just checked the credit card statements. You went to Disney World, Universal Studios, and Dave & Buster's?
Hell yeah, Mommy. And we rode the Minions ride 42 times.
It was fun.
Marvin, how are we going to afford all this?
I'm just going to have to sell a kidney.
Can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
No, Jeffy, no drawing on the walls.
Well, then I'll ask Daddy. Daddy, can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
Yes.
Yay! Screw you, Mommy!
Marvin, why are you going to let them do that?
I just can't say no to Jeffy.
Aw, you're just a little softy, aren't you?
That's not what it is.
And done!
This picture's pretty pretty.
That's the biggest poom ever!
Heck yeah, it is.
Jeffy, why'd the drawing have to be inappropriate?
Well, you said we could draw on the walls!
Yeah, but why'd you have to make the drawing disgusting?
That's the biggest poop ever.
Yeah, Danny, it is the biggest poop ever, don't you think so?
Yes.
Yay!
Hey, fat boy, you want to go play basketball?
Yeah. Daddy, do you want to play basketball with us?
Yes.
Yay! Let's go!
Okay, guys, hurry up and play basketball.
My turn. Owie, I made it. 3 points.
You did not make it.
Yes, I did. It hit me in the head and the backboard.
All right, my turn. Yay, I made it. Make it, take it.
Okay, go grab your ball.
Well, can I use you as the ball?
Yes.
Yay!
Oh, my head.
I missed, Danny, so it's Scooter's turn. Give me a bow.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jeffy, Elio.
Gotcha.
Scooby!
Oh, I hate my life.
I'm bored of playing basketball. I'm too good at it.
Hey, Danny, can we throw you off the roof into the pool?
Yes.
Yay!
Give me a bow.
Jeffy, I'm scared. What if you guys miss and I don't land in the pool?
Oh, don't be scared, Danny. You've seen Scooter's aim.
I don't miss.
Let's just talk about it. How about we do something else?
Time to go swimming.
What the...
So close.
Oh, Scooter, you're almost there.
Oh, my God, Marvin. What happened to your face?
Jeffy and Scooter tried to throw me in the pool and they missed.
Jeffy, how could grabbed you!
Well, it was Scooter's fault!
But that was super close! Tell me how close I was!
Look at my face. That's how close he was.
Jeffy, you better make it up to Marvin!
Alright, Mommy. Hey, Daddy, you wanna go have ice cream cones with me and Scooter?
Yes.
Yay! Alright, Scooter, here's our ice cream cones!
That looks yummy!
Hey, Jeffy, where's my ice cream cone?
Oh, Scooter made a special ice cream cone for you!
There it is!
Ew, what is that?
It's dirt.
I'm not eating a dirt ice cream cone.
Daddy, will you eat the dirt ice cream cone?
Yes.
Open wide.
Ew.
Marvin, why are you spitting all over the couch?
Jeffy and Scooter made me eat a dirt ice cream cone.
Marvin, what is going on with you today?
I just want to say yes to everything Jeffy asked for to make him have a good day.
Well, that's really nice of you, Marvin, but you need to set a boundary.
I wish Jeffy would agree on a boundary.
Hey, Daddy, can you take me and Scooter to Target and buy us whatever we want?
Marvin, say no.
Yes.
Yay!
Marvin!
All right, Jeffy, do you have everything you need?
Yep, I think so.
What about you, Scooter?
Heck yeah.
Excuse me, sir, what do you have in your pants?
A big old winner?
But, yeah, there's no way it's that big.
Yes, it is. One first place.
Okay, well, I'm going to just go in and see if I can. I really hope this is a toy or I'm going to be in big trouble. What is this? Hold on. What? Really? You were trying to steal this?
You caught me.
All right, you're under arrest. Come on.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Wow, Scooter got arrested for trying to shoplift, Jeffy. Let's get out of here.
All right, now let's go.
Are you happy with all your stuff, Jeffy?
Yes. Are you happy with all your credit card debt?
Yes.
Good. Feed me a Band-Aid. I love Band-Aids.
Marvin, how could you afford all this stuff?
Because Jeffy wanted it.
Well, Marvin, it's been a long day for you. We should go to bed. It's 1 minute to midnight.
1 minute till midnight? The day's almost over with.
Oh, now it's conveniently midnight.
That means the day's over. Jeffy asked me for something.
Feed me another Band-Aid.
No. I can finally say no.
Marvin, what's going on?
So last night, Jeffy hypnotized me where I had to say yes to everything he wanted today.
What?
And now the day's over and now I can say no. Jeffy, where's that pocket watch at?
It's on the ground.
All right, Jeffy, now I'm going to hypnotize you.
Oh, not going to look. Don't have to.
Look at it, Jeffy.
No, not. Don't have to.
Look at it.
18, don't have to.
There's a Band-Aid in front of you.
Where?
All right, Jeffy, starting today, you're going to do everything I say.
Maybe.
No, you're going to say yes.
Maybe.
You're going to say yes to everything I tell you to do.
Maybe.
Okay, now I'm going to make Jeffy do stuff all day.
Well, what do you have in mind, Marvin?
Ooh, I got some stuff I want him to do.
Yeah, Jeffy, eat that dirt ice cream cone.
I like it.
You know, keep eating it, keep eating it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oops, I missed.
I just can't seem to make it.
Dunked it.
Get in there.
Yeah. Jeffy, you want to go get thrown in the pool? Man, Jeffy, I hope I don't miss the pool. Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, we haven't played board games in a while. I could go grab a few new ones.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go pick some new board games. That'd be so fun.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, guys. Our first game is Fainting Goats.
Why is this game called Fainting Goats?
Well, apparently you yell moo at the goats to make them faint.
You yell moo at a goat?
That's what the kid in the picture's doing.
Dude, goats don't moo. They go baa.
Yeah, you're right. But apparently whoever made this game thinks they say moo.
Well, even that goat has cow spots.
Yeah, you're right. I think they kind of wanted to make a game about cows.
Then why didn't they call it Fainting Cows and use cows?
I don't know. It's not like the animal matters.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they couldn't get the rights to use a cow.
They couldn't get the rights to cows? You don't have to get the rights to cows.
Well, maybe your mom didn't answer the phone.
Can we just focus on the game, please?
Okay, Cody, how do you play the game?
Okay, so first you have to draw a card, and that tells you what noise you gotta make. So I have to say blub blub to make the goats faint. What the fuck are we even doing here?
Come on, Cody, show us how to play.
Okay, so you press this button. Well, okay, first you have to turn it on.
You didn't turn it on!
It was on, I guess it just, whatever, okay? So you press this button, okay? And then this tells you how loud you have to say blub blub. So I have to say blub blub really fucking loud to make these goats faint.
Okay, do it.
We'll get to it. Blub blub!
See, I did it.
Whoa!
Dude.
Oh my God, you're really good at saying blah blah.
Hell yeah, I am.
Okay, I'm gonna draw the next card. It's my turn. Okay. My sound is choo-choo like a train. Oh, like Thomas, I'm so going to do this.
Oh, yeah, this is perfect for you, dude.
All right, Cody, how loud do I have to say choo-choo?
Let's see.
Hopefully really loud. I can scream that shit.
That's pretty quiet, Junior.
What? Trains aren't quiet.
Well, that's what you got to do.
Okay, fine. I'll try.
Okay, you ready?
Choo-choo!
What the hell was that? Dude, quiet, you dumbass!
There's no such thing as a quiet train, Joseph!
Well, it said quiet! That's a game, idiot!
That was the quietest train I think I could ever have done!
What?!
No, you gotta do it way quieter than that, Joseph.
Alright, Joseph, you fucking try it. You think
watch
you can do
this, idiot! Choo-choo! No. Come on!
Yeah, because there's no such thing as a quiet train as a trick car.
But it was quieter than yours!
Okay, your turn, Jeffy. Nope.
Yeah, see, there's no such thing as a quiet train, guys. I'm telling you.
Guys, watch. I can do this.
Choo-choo. Yeah, no way.
Oh, bullshit. Fuck this game. What? This game is bullshit. There's no such thing as a quiet train, and there's just no way.
I definitely won the first time. I don't care.
Yeah, there's just
I got it. I won.
No, you don't even know anything about trains, Cody. Okay, if you know everything about trains, then what year was Thomas Hankins invented?
1936.
Nope.
Wait, you know?
No, I don't either, but I just know that's not it.
Okay, fuck off! Okay, guys, so this next game is Moo Moo Achoo, an actual cow-based game.
Wait, why is this not called Moo Moo Go-Choo?
I don't
know. Because now it's a cow game, so it should be good. It's actually, hold on to my joke, it's not funny, let me start.
Okay.
It should be called Ba-Ba-Achoo. Because the last one was fainting goats, and it said moo, so this should make goat sounds, and then not moo.
You're right, it should. That, yeah. I'm gonna read the instructions now. So what you wanna do is draw a card, and if you wanna get as many clovers as possible, but when you get a dandelion, you have to press the button on top of her head, and if she sighs, you get to keep the card, and if she does a little sneeze, you have to get rid of the card, and if she farts, uh-oh, Moo Moo sneezed so hard she tooted. So then you gotta take the poop token, I'm assuming this is the poop token, and then if you end the game with the poop token, you lose 2 clover points. And the game is over when she does a big sneeze.
Ooh, got a big ass nose.
Yeah.
She does. I mean, is this sculpted off your mom, Cody?
No, okay. Let's just start. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so let's how do we play?
I gotta turn on Moo Moo. Hold on.
You know how to turn on your mom? You finger her butt.
God damn it, Junior.
Freak out, mom.
Play with her udders.
Okay.
Her big long nipples.
The instructions say whoever saw a cow most recently starts from.
Well,
yeah, you just got back from your house.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first then. Fuck you guys.
She was at her
okay. I got 2 clover points, but I gotta press the button. Okay.
When's she gonna shit her pants?
not yet. Okay, I get to keep this card though, so somebody else go.
Okay, so now what?
I'm gonna go.
What do you got?
I got a clover and a thing.
You gotta press it. Hold on, I got it. You get to keep it.
Darn, I wonder shit.
What did that happen?
She was threatening to sneeze, but she didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right, Joseph, you draw.
I got you, I got you.
So what
is
it
right.
saying?
Yeah.
There we
go. Okay.
Alright, she's just singing it.
Tell your mom to hush, Cody. We're in the middle of the game.
Alright, press the button.
Press the button. No sneeze.
Oh, she's shit! She fucking shit! God. I think she's shit!
She needs some Moo Moo Metamucil.
Joseph, you get the shit card.
Yeah. Nah, that's some bullshit.
Cody's mom's showing your face.
Be dookie.
Freaky mom.
Okay,
your turn, Genie.
Can you someone draw the card for me? Why did she do that?
Oh. She said, ew.
You don't have to press the button.
Why?
Because you didn't get one of those.
You didn't get a dandelion.
Alright, well, that's fucking gay.
Well, that's what? The rule, I'm sorry.
Alright, well, let me see if I get to press the button.
It's my turn.
Yes!
I kind of knew she was going to sneeze because the sound started.
Yeah, but nothing came out. But
yeah, it's, I think you have...
She's congested.
Alright, Joseph, your turn. Your turn, Joseph.
Alright.
I want her to diarrhea.
You don't have to press it either.
Well, what is this game?
I'm sorry, this is how it works.
Alright, my turn.
Okay, I feel like I should have gotten a turn by now, but...
Oh, press the button, press the button, press the button.
Got it. Yeah.
What?
Just a little bit of snot came out.
I guess that was a sneeze.
Okay. All right. Whose turn is it?
Mine. Oh, okay.
Wait, you get to press it 3 times.
No, I only have to press it once because I got 1 dandelion.
Oh. I could press it.
Oh, shit! You made her shit! You made your mom shit!
I didn't make it. It's not my mom!
Yes, she is.
Get the poop. I need the poop card.
Oh, there you go. Shit, poop boy.
When does it spit out bubbles?
I'm going to go again. Okay.
Nope, nothing.
She's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Does she ever...
Maybe she's all out of shit.
Does she ever blow bubbles? She shit more than bubbles came out.
That's somebody's card. I'll press it again. I saw one bubble.
I don't know if the game's over or not.
I feel like I saw one bubble. I think it's over.
Did you set the game up right, Cody?
I think I did. I poured the Moo Moo juice into her butt.
What?
Fuck yeah.
The Moo Moo juice.
Your mom is going wild.
Okay, I'm done playing this. It's not my mom, okay? What, it's not my fucking mom. I don't want to play what you guys are going to say it's my mom.
You brought her here.
Okay, who's picking out these lame-ass games?
I just go to the store and I find...
Guys, I could make a better game than these board games we play.
No way you can.
No, these fucking companies can't tell there's a cow and a goat, and then whenever they do make a cow, they make it shit, and there's no bubbles. I've not seen a single bubble come out of her nose.
I think I saw one.
She's congested.
And I need some Moo Moo juice so I can stick it in her pooper.
Oh, you know what, guys? I'm gonna go make my. I'm gonna write a letter. Shut the. Can you tell her to shut up?
I'll turn her off. Yeah. Okay, what were you saying?
Okay. I'm gonna go write a letter to the board game company.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no, you know, fuck that. I think we all should make our own board games, and whoever makes the best board game, we can send it in, and if they accept our ideas, then we make better board games than they do.
Oh, yeah, I can make the best board game.
Okay, let's do that.
Watch this.
Guys, get in here! Come see the board game I invented!
Junior, this is Connect 4.
Yeah, we played this game before, dude.
No, this is better than Connect 4. This is Connect 2.
What?
That's a short-ass game, dude.
No, guys, it's better because Connect 4 takes a long time, but Connect 2 is for people who don't have a lot of time. Look, I'll show you. All right, Cody, you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you are so screwed. I win.
Wait, Junior, this is stupid.
Wait, why?
Well, because whoever goes first always wins.
Yeah, it's unblockable, dude. You can't beat that.
Oh, you guys are just sore losers because I'm good at the game. I'm the best guy at Connect 2.
You can't be the best because you're always going to win if you go first.
All right, listen, the people who buy the game won't know that if they go first, they win.
And then when they find out, they're going to stop playing because they don't want to lose.
Not the person who goes first. He's always going to want to play.
Yeah, and then no one's going to want to play with him.
Okay, what if they flip a coin to see who gets to go first?
Well, then you might as well stop with the coin toss because whoever wins that wins the whole game.
Okay, well, how about this? We'll use this number cube instead of a coin.
It's not a number cube, it's dice.
Well, listen, if I roll 1 through 3, I go first. If you roll 4 through 6, you go first.
That's the same as flipping a coin.
It's not the same as flipping a coin. A coin has 2 sides, a cube has 6 sides.
But if you divide the numbers in half, it's the same as a coin.
There's no half of 6.
3 is half of 6.
Okay, if you have a sandwich, you cut the sandwich in half. That's like a coin, right? Because it's 2 sides. There's 2 pieces of sandwich, right? Okay. So you get a piece, I get a piece. But if we cut a sandwich into 6 pieces, 6 people get a sandwich.
And if we both have 3, then we're both having half.
Well, I won't need 3 pieces of a sandwich because I'm not that hungry.
Junior, your game is stupid.
Okay, listen. Okay, you know what? Let's roll 2 dice, right? Okay, if I roll the 2 dice and I get 1 through 6, I go first. If you roll the 2 dice and you get 6 through 12, you go first.
Junior, it's still half.
Okay, how the fuck is it? That's 12 sides.
But Junior, it doesn't matter.
Okay, how about this? You grab a cube, all for yourself, right? And I grab one.
I said it's dice.
Okay, and I'll, whoever rolls the highest number gets to go first.
Okay, fine.
Oh.
I go first.
Ooh,
oh,
you got your ass on that one.
Yeah,
okay. Best 2 out of 3. How about, no, new rule. Best 2 out of 3 on the dice roll.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a tie. Okay. That means it's jiggle weather.
What the fuck does that mean?
What?
Is that a term you made up for your game?
It's jiggle weather. That means...
What does that have to do with the game? I'm lost.
Please explain what the fuck jiggle weather is.
And where do we use this in this game?
Okay, so jiggle weather is... You mix all the pieces together, and then I go first.
Okay, well, fuck you.
Yeah, this is rigged.
Your game sucks.
I mean, did you make a better game, Cody?
I actually did, yes. Okay, guys, my game is called Twist'em.
Like the game Twister?
What's that?
The game where you spin and you put your hand on green.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of what you do, but I don't know what you're talking about. You spin this little spinner right here, and then whatever body part it lands on, that's the color you put it on. So let's see. So now, I gotta put my wiener on blue. There you go. Go ahead and spin, Junior.
Okay.
Now you gotta put your face on blue.
Whoa.
I have a preference of which one you pick.
Okay, I'm not playing this game, Cody.
Oh, come on, Joseph, come on, your turn.
No, I'm not playing this gay-ass game, dude, I'll pass.
Okay, fine, I'll spin for Ken. Let's Let's see. Oh, you gotta put your abs on green, Ken. There you go.
Okay.
You sure you guys don't want to play?
He's clinking, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna respin.
Oh, you gotta put your wiener on blue. We could touch tip.
Jesus.
I'm not doing this. This game, I'm spinning one more time.
Oh, gotta put your face on yellow. Go
pretty,
for it, Jeannie.
Pretty close to his
put your
wiener,
face
dude.
On yellow.
Okay, no, I'm spinning one last time, because I don't want any of these.
Gotta put your ass on green.
Okay, I can do that one.
Joseph?
No.
Okay, Ken's turn. Oh, you gotta put his wiener on yellow. Scoot that wiener right over.
All right, Cody, you do.
Okay. See, I gotta put my wiener on red.
Y'all are just wiener hopping, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's what the game's all about.
Okay, well, I don't think this game is good. I think this game is bad. We're not sending this into a game company because they're not going to pick it.
Well, it's not like you guys have better games.
They're going to pick Kinect 2 over this.
No, they're not.
Me, I have a pretty good game myself. Watch this.
All right, y'all ready to play some Sploot?
Sploot?
Yeah, I play this game all the time. It's very simple. All you need is some popsicle sticks, string, a cup full of ping pong balls, and let me use your dice. So you roll the dice. And whatever it lands on, that's how many popsicle sticks you pick up. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Green equals 1, blue equals 2, yellow equals 3, red equals 4, I think, orange equals 5, and I think that's all the colors.
So if you roll a 6, what happened?
Oh, you lose automatically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the numbers mean?
Oh, that's how many balls you have to pick up in the cup. You can't let the balls fall, or you gotta tie your hands up and go in the corner like a bad boy.
Okay.
This sounds really hard.
Oh, it's not that hard. Watch this. Lucky dice. Oh, 3! Okay! Got me the blue one! Oh. Damn! Oh, I gotta tie my hands up. I'm such a bad guy.
I don't want to play this.
You don't like my game?
It seems really difficult.
It's not that difficult. I just don't want to put my ass on your Twister board. That was a loser game.
Oh, come on. That was great.
Hold on, guys. Jeffy's calling for us. Let's go downstairs and see if he created a game.
So Jeffy, what's the game maker?
Whoa!
My game is Jeffy Oppoly.
Whoa, you made this yourself?
Yep, I drew the pictures all by myself.
I find that very hard to believe. I think a factory in China may have been involved.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
so like, is this based off the game that McDonald's used to have on their cups?
What?
Is this the game that McDonald's used to like have on their cups?
You mean Monopoly?
Yeah.
But, I mean, McDonald's didn't invent Monopoly.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They invented cheeseburgers.
They didn't invent cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, so how do you play this game? It's like just like regular McDonald's Monopoly?
Well, it's like regular Monopoly. And I even got you guys' pieces, too. So right there is Cody's glasses. There's my helmet. Junior, there's your bib. And then Joseph, there's your basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have our own pieces. That's so cool. Yep. And since it's my game, I automatically get to start with 5 properties. Read it and queef. I have the classroom. I have my bicycle. I have the SML store. I have Goodman's Bank. And I have my skateboard because you can't keep me off that bitch.
Oh, yeah. You're always riding that thing.
You're always riding a skateboard.
Yep. So since it's also my game, I get to go first, too. So let's see. All right, I got 11. I'll move my piece to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Summer school. I want to buy it.
Okay, here's your summer school property. That's way more than what it was.
I got it like that, bitch.
Okay, well, it is your game.
All right, my turn. I'm going to roll. Ooh, I got a 6. Okay.
You're not counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got it.
That is Jeffy's pool.
Yep.
I want to buy it.
Do you want piss in it or not?
All right. I just bought Jeffy's pool.
Oh, watch this turn, dude. Oh, 4? That's pussy. 1, 2, 3, 4. What is that? School supplies? I don't care about school, dude.
You have to pay $200.
Oh, bro. It's a conspiracy.
All right, Cody. Your turn.
Okay. Yeah, that's 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7. So could you move me 7, please? I can't reach it.
No. If I have to touch your piece and you lose your turn, it's automatically my turn again.
Okay.
Dang.
Well, that's your game.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to touch your piece, then...
I can't. It's way over there.
All right. 10.
That's doubles. Why don't you go to jail?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Red couch. I want it.
Here's your red couch.
Bread factory, bitch.
I think I'm winning.
So is it my turn again?
Yes.
Where is the dice? Okay.
That was not a good roll.
I got a 7.
Yeah.
It shouldn't count as a roll.
And you move Cody's glasses.
What?
Are you going to jail, buddy?
Just pick it up.
I land on Clown School. I want to buy it.
Here you go.
All right, Cody, can you grab the money from me?
It's way over there. I can't reach it.
Then I'll just pay later. Oh, okay. Like a credit card.
My roll! Ooh, what's that? 8? Okay, that's way better than 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Foot long bangers. Sign me up, please.
Okay, let me find that.
Yeah, find it, Cody.
That's, hold on. Got a lot of properties and not very, organized. Oh, there it is.
Dude!
Bangers.
Yeah, pay for it, dude.
Oh, I gotta pay for it?
Yeah, it's kind of have a game where it's a lot of money involved.
A big time, man. 500.
Okay, that's, again, not what it costs. I think I am winning. I don't know why everybody's paying me.
You should give him change.
Yeah, asshole.
Yeah.
Look at all the money you have, banker.
There's so much. I don't...
Cody, do your turn.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll pay later. Okay, fine. That's again, I can't reach it.
All right, you lose your turn.
Okay, I think I see where this is going.
8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I want Goodman E. Cheese.
Okay.
And I'll provide the cheddar.
There you go.
Actually, no, I don't feel like paying for this one, so I think I'm going to keep it.
That's fine. I have enough money.
And it's also his game. He can make
it. Yeah,
that's true. It's got his name on it.
All right, give me that. That's 6, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's 2 threes. That makes 6.
That boy, genius.
3 is half of 6.
No, okay, I see where you're going. Mm-hmm. You're being a smart ass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Which one's that one?
That's military school.
Ooh, I want to buy it.
That's right here. Okay, there you go.
All right, how much was that one?
That one was, it's $200.
Okay,
good enough. All right.
Got it.
I can't grab my roll.
That's okay. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever paid for anything. So.
I got it. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8? The classroom?
No, it's military.
You owe me a shit. You owe me all your money.
No! That's not how we play.
I like this game. I just won.
No, not really, because I think any meeny miny, I win. So everyone give me all your shit.
That's his game. It's got his name and his face on it.
I mean, yeah, you fuckers lose.
A 250-word essay on the first person to milk a cow. Like, why would the guy walk up to the cow and grab the cow's udder and whack it off until the white stuff came out and then drink it? And also, what made him leave it out in the sun and let it get all moldy and everything and then eat it as cheese? But anyway, y'all write an essay on that.
Hey, wait a minute. What did make someone go milk a cow and drink the white stuff for the first time?
Must have been thy great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey, guys, before we start our essay, you want any peanuts?
Oh, penis? Yeah, sign me up. I want some.
No, peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. No, I don't want any. I'm fine.
Hey, Penelope, you want any peanuts?
No, Junior. You shouldn't eat those in class. They're messy.
Hey, how about some peanuts?
Ugh!
That boy's savage.
All right, Kraft, while you write your essay, I'm going to eat my grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I don't get the fried one because they fry it in peanut oil, and I'm definitely allergic to peanuts. And Junior, I see you eating peanuts in class. Don't you let those things get near me.
Don't worry, teacher. I won't let the peanuts get near you. I believe a guy milked a cow for the first time because he bought a wedding ring for his wife, and this cow's udder was the same size as his wife's finger, and he wanted to see if the ring would fit. So he put the ring on the udder, and it got stuck, and he started yanking on the ring to get the ring off the udder, and the udder squirted milk in his mouth, and he said, that's yummy.
There's a peanut on my sandwich!
Oh my god, the teacher's having an allergic reaction! Nurse!
Nurse!
Nurse! Did somebody call the nurse?
Woo-hoo! Yeah,
the
nurse!
Are you okay?
A peanut!
He's allergic to peanuts! Oh my god, who put a peanut on his sandwich? Junior, you have peanuts!
I didn't do it!
Nurse, Junior has peanuts! You tried to kill your teacher!
Screw you, Junior!
Someone call the cops!
Somebody call the cops?
Woo! That's my dad!
All right.
right, kid, that's it. You're under arrest for trying to kill your teacher with a peanut.
It wasn't me!
Says the kid with peanuts on his desk. Tell it to the judge, bucko. Come on.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boobermit. Today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is being accused of trying to kill his teacher by throwing a peanut onto his teacher's sandwich after his teacher explicitly said he was allergic to peanuts. Is this true, Chew? True, Chew? Choo-choo! Is this true, Mr. Chew?
That is correct! He tried to kill me!
I didn't try to kill him, it was someone else!
You had a bag of peanuts on your desk, so you had to be the one that threw it!
It wasn't me!
Ah, yes, the Shaggy defense.
She got me on the counter!
It wasn't me! Well, Mr. Junior, you're not the first kid to try to kill their teacher, and you certainly won't be the last. But if I let you go now, you might try to kill him again. So I have no choice but to find you guilty and sentence you to death by electric chair tonight.
Bye.
See you later.
Electric chair?
Come on, dead boy. Or soon to be dead boy. Get in there, you.
Oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah, it sucks, but you did the crime. Okay, so you do get a last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So I'll be back in a few minutes to take your order. Would you like a drink while you wait, or maybe some breadsticks, Caesar salad?
I'm too sad to eat.
Okay. That's the visitor doorbell. We put a doorbell in so that the death row inmates know when they have visitors. We made it sound like a home doorbell, because death row inmates are never going home, because they're going to die. Oh, get it.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, guys.
Aw, dude, I heard you're dying tonight. That sucks. Well, say hi to my dad when you get to hell.
How do you know I'm going to hell?
I just have that feeling, dude.
Well, Joseph, Junior's not dying tonight because we're going to get him out of here.
You're going to break me out of jail?
No, we're not going to jail for you, but we are going to prove your innocence.
How do you know I'm innocent?
Well, because if you had actually thrown that peanut, you would have said, hey, guys, look what I'm about to do before you did it because you like to show off.
Yeah, you like to glow, dude.
You're right. If I would have threw that peanut, I would have told you guys I was going to do it first.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who threw that peanut, but me and Joseph are going to find out. In the meantime, you need to buy time.
How am I going
to
buy time, Cody? They're going to kill me tonight.
But before they execute you, they have to give you your last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So just make sure you ask for something impossible for them to get, like something that could take days or even weeks for them to get, so they have to postpone your execution.
Will that really work?
Yeah, it's your last meal. They have to give you whatever you want.
Okay, I'll ask for something really hard to get.
Okay, come on, Joseph. Let's go find out who threw that peanut.
Okay, gotta order something really hard.
Hey there, welcome to Applebee's. How can I take your order? Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to Death Row. How can I take your order? Sorry, I haven't been a server since I worked at Applebee's. What do you want?
So I can literally order whatever I want.
Yeah, literally whatever you want and as much as you want, too. I mean, we can do crazy stuff. Like John Wayne Gacy, that crazy guy who dressed up like a clown and ate kids. He ordered a dozen deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe chicken, french fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke. And then this other guy, James Edward Smith, he wanted a lump of dirt. So we can do pretty much anything.
Okay, so I want you to go to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, Mount Everest.
Yeah. And I want you to find a bald eagle's nest.
Bald eagle, okay.
And steal an egg and cook it sunny side up.
Sunny side up, good choice, good choice.
I want you to go to the Marianas Trench.
Okay, yeah.
And kidnap a bunch of baby octopuses.
Ooh, okay, baby octopuses.
And I want you to get a Papa John's pizza, a pepperoni one, and I want you to take the pepperonis off and put the octopuses on the pizza.
Ooh, okay, octopus pizza.
And I want Papa John to say a racial slur at the pizza.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard.
And then I want you to go to the Sahara Desert and find a blue cactus.
Blue cactus, yeah.
And I want to eat that.
Okay.
I want two Big Macs, but I want the Big Macs from somewhere where they worship cows.
Well, like India?
Yeah, yeah, get a cow from India, the most worshipped cow in India.
Okay, most worshipped cow in India.
Yeah, I want that. I want that how you make the meat from the Big Macs.
Uh-huh.
I want a 2-month expired can of ravioli from Chef Boyardee.
Does it have to be 2 months?
Has to be 2 months expired.
Okay, got it. 2 month old expired ravioli.
What day is it?
Sunday.
Oh, I want Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays.
I still want it.
Okay, you got it. Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Anything to drink with that?
I want you to go to Tatooine and go to McDonald's and get blue milk.
Okay, blue milk from Tatooine.
I want George Lucas to taste test it for me.
Tasted by George Lucas. Got it. And anything for dessert?
The crust of Pop-Tarts.
Just the crust?
Only the crust. I only like the crust.
Oh, me too. Okay, so I'll go get all this stuff, but it might take a little while, so your execution might not be tonight. Sorry about the inconvenience. But I'll get this going, and you just sit tight, okay?
Yeah. All right, Joseph. Let's look around the classroom and see if we can find any clues that prove Junior's innocent.
Okay, dude. Gotta find some evidence. Let me check Bully's desk. What a silly drawing. Oh, I gotta find some evidence!
Oh my god, Joseph, look!
What's up, dude?
There's a security camera of the classroom. It shows Bully grabbing a peanut off Junior's desk and throwing it at the teacher. I'll record it with my phone and show it to the cops. Come on, let's go!
Cody, where are you?
Order up!
What? you actually got all the food?
Hell yeah, I did. This is your last meal. Okay, so this is your sunny side up bald eagle egg from the top of Mount Everest. This is your blue milk from the McDonald's on Tatooine. This is your blue cactus from the Sahara Desert. These are your Big Macs from India. This is your 2-month-old expired Chef Boyardee ravioli. This is your Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. And this is your baby octopus pizza that Papa John's himself personally yelled a racial slur at. He even yelled a racial slur at the garlic sauce. I didn't even want him to. He actually wouldn't stop yelling racial slurs. He speaks entirely in racial slurs now. Oh, and also, this is your Pop-Tart crust.
How did you get all this?
Oh, it was not easy. Let me tell you the story. So I hopped on a nonstop flight to Nepal, because that's where Mount Everest is, and then I hired a Sherpa to take me up to the top of the mountain. But about halfway up Mount Everest, my Sherpa died, so I had to make the rest of the hike on my own. But when I got to the top of Mount Everest, I saw a bald eagle's nest, and I thought, wow, this is going to be easy. So I grabbed one of the eggs, and then all of a sudden this eagle swooped down and punched me right in the face. Like, he punched me. Like, he didn't scratch me. He balled up his talons and punched me in the face. So I started throwing haymakers. I started punching him in his face. And then the eagle held me down and started pecking at my eyes, and then he threw me off the top of Mount Everest, and I fell all the way back down to the bottom. But I still had the egg in my hand, so I got that. So then I hopped on another nonstop flight to Guam, and then from there I took a submarine out into the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and I saw a family of octopi. So then I wrote free candy on the side of my submarine, because even octopus kids can't resist free candy. So then when they came up, I kidnapped the baby octopuses, and the octopus mom and dad, they were so upset, they were screaming an octopus. I mean, I don't speak octopus, but they seemed very upset. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to Italy, and I went over to Papa John's house so he could cook me up a pizza. So he answered the door, and he called me a racial slur, because I guess that's just how he says hello. So then he cooked up the pizza with the octopi on it, and then he called the pizza a racial slur, and then he called me a racial slur. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight to North Africa, which is where the Sahara Desert is, and then I rented a camel, and then wandered out into the middle of the Sahara Desert, and then my camel died of dehydration, so I lost the deposit on the camel. So I just kind of wandered around the Sahara Desert for a while, you know, and I was dehydrated, so I was hallucinating, and I was starting to see things, and I saw a mirage, or I thought it was a mirage, but it turned out it was an actual blue cactus. So I took it, and then I blacked out from dehydration. So then I woke up in a pyramid hospital, and I said, well, thank you for saving my life, and then I hopped on another nonstop flight to India. I got a lot of frequent flyer miles on this trip. So then when I got to India, I saw a bunch of people gathered around worshiping a cow, and then I said, hey, I gotta take this cow to the vet, because I think he has mad cow disease. But really, I just took it out back, and I shot it, and I butchered it for the meat, and then I came out with 2 Big Macs. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to NASA, and then I had them send me on a rocket to Tatooine. But then when I got to Tatooine, I got robbed by some Jawas, and they were all like, "Ootini!" And then when I was in Mos Eisley, I found the McDonald's there. So I went through the drive-thru, and they were like, "Ootini!" And then I ordered that blue milk you wanted, and they gave it to me, and they said, "Ootini!" And so after I came out of the drive-thru, I saw they actually have a Chick-fil-A on Tatooine, too. And it's open on Sundays, because the days don't work the same there. So I went through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and they went, "Ootini!" And I got that chicken. So then, from there, I hopped on a rocket, and I went back to my house, and then I went into my pantry, and it turns out I actually already had a 2-month-old expired can of Chef Boyardee ravioli, and I had some Pop-Tarts, so I just took the crust off those. So yeah, you should be grateful that I brought all this food to you. So bon appetit, dig in, eat the cactus. I want to see how that works.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Damn it, you pulled a Lawrence Russell Brewer on me. There was another guy who ordered a bunch of food, and then when we brought it, he said he didn't even want it. Damn it, I knew you were going to do this. I was halfway up Mount Everest, and I said, I bet that little bastard doesn't even touch his food. But you know what? I'm taking this egg. I fought hard for this egg. Okay, let's go to the electric chair.
Oh, actually, I do want to eat.
Okay, we'll eat the cactus.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, let's go. All right, Simmons, let him fry.
All right, mate, let me just turn it on.
Wait. He didn't do it. I have proof.
Show me.
Look right there. It's his other kid named Bully. He threw the peanut.
Oh, man. That's lame. I wanted to fry him. Simmons, let him go.
All right.
I'll go arrest this bully.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody, for getting proof that it wasn't me.
Yeah, no problem.
Order. Bully, it turns out you were the one who threw the peanut on your teacher's sandwich. Well, normally I would love to give you the electric chair, but we spent too much money on giving the last kid his final meal, and now we can't afford to turn the chair on. So I suppose I have to sentence you to 100 days community service picking up trash on the freeway.
Picking up trash? I wanted the electric chair.
I know, right? I wanted to see someone fry. This is dumb. I hate this stupid job.
Thank you.
Come on, Junior, hurry up. We're going to be late for school.
Yeah, dude, you're taking forever.
You know, I like that we all meet up at Junior's house and then walk to school together to avoid stranger danger.
All right, guys, I'm ready to go. Wait, you guys okay? You sound like you're about to fart.
Junior, what's wrong with your hair?
My hair?
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with it?
Well, what is wrong with it?
Well, you look like you got struck by lightning.
Yeah, dude, or you trying to play Call of Duty at a movie theater in Colorado during a Batman premiere.
Oh, well, I mean, I haven't gotten a haircut in a long time. It's a little long.
Yeah, we can see that.
Does it look bad?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, horrible, atrocious. Get rid of it immediately.
Okay, well, I'll get a haircut after school.
But people are going to make fun of you at school.
Well, then I'll hit them.
Well, okay, I guess that solves everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, if anyone makes fun of me, I'll just hit them in the face. Come on, let's go, guys.
Oh, Junior, I like your new hat.
This isn't a hat, this is my hair.
What? That's your hair? You look like a clown.
Hit her, Junior. You said you'd hit anybody that made fun of your hair.
Yeah, dude. Chris Brown her ass. Floyd Mayweather her ass. Ray Rice her ass. Vanilla Ice her ass.
Wait, really? Vanilla Ice too?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm not gonna hit my girlfriend, guys.
Thank you, Junior.
I'm not old enough.
Look, dude, this nigga got a heart.
You do look like a woman hit with that hair.
Guys, stop it.
All right, Frost, today we're going to be learning about the Runa Nuya. That is next week. It is the year of the snake. See, I am Chinese, which means we start our new year on some random day in the month of January because we can't see the goddamn calendar because our eyes are so strapped. So I'm going to go look up why it's the year of the snake. So you talk quietly amongst yourselves. And no creaming, because I can hear the cream. I can feel the cream right in my ear. No creaming. All right, I'll be right back.
Junior, seriously, you're not going to keep your hair like that, are you?
I was going to get a haircut, but now that you keep complaining, I might keep it this way.
Who are you texting, Joseph?
Oh, Crime Stoppers, because I feel like he about to do something, and I want that reward money.
I'm not going to do anything, Joseph, just because my hair is weird.
All right, then.
How often have you been sitting there with nothing but your phone, and you need something fun to do for a few minutes? Well, let me show you Dragon City. It's so satisfying hopping on, collecting all that gold, and seeing how my dragons are doing. Here's what my strategy has been lately. I breed powerful dragons and do events to try to get the best dragons I can. Then, I level them up and take them into battles and earn even more rewards and get more special dragons. There's also leaderboards, so you can see how well you're doing. The higher up you are, the better your rewards get. Then, you can use those to make your dragons even stronger. It's also fun getting to customize my themed dragon islands with buildings and, best of all, decorations, especially the SML ones, which are available now by checking out the link below or scanning this QR code. If you check them out now, you can also get 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon. I definitely recommend checking them out with the link below and getting started on your own dragon empire. Thank you to Dragon City for sponsoring this video.
Hey, Junior, did you get in a fight with a balloon and lose? Because, you know, when you rub a balloon on your head, it makes your hair all staticky and it looks like that.
Oh, wow, you had to explain your own insult. Good job.
Well, maybe people don't know what balloons do.
That's a lot of talk coming from a cone head.
Yeah, well, your hair's the color of a traffic cone, see?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. That is a good one. I should have checked my surroundings before I said something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of talk coming from someone with their pants the same color as a butterfly.
What?
Or a fish. More the fish than the butterfly is a lighter blue. Or a ball of yarn. Ball of yarns come in different colors, but that ball of yarn, lighter blue.
Listen, man, you better get out of my face before I kick your ass.
Oh, yeah? Then do it. I'll pull your stupid nose piercing out of your nose.
Yeah, do it. See what happens.
I just noticed your eyes are red and I'm scared.
Yeah, I got the devil in me.
Hey, guys, stop it.
PJ Crenshaw?
Paragames Crenshaw?
Jammy Jams Crenshaw?
Hey, Junior, come on over here and let me talk to you for a second, son. Babe, cracker me.
Yes, sir. You asked to see me, sir?
Hold on, I'm not done. I eat my animal crackers like sunflower seeds. I suck out all the flavor and spit out the rest. Now what the hell are you doing with that haircut?
Well, I know it's long, but...
Yeah, you look like a damn fool.
It's true.
Yeah, even my ladies agree.
I'm gonna get a haircut after school.
Yeah, well, you better, because people are looking at you. And when they're looking at you, they're not looking at PJ. And that doesn't make PJ very happy, does it, ladies?
No.
And when PJ's not happy, he doesn't enjoy his animal crackers as much. And that makes me mad. And what happens when I get mad, ladies?
You get angry.
That's right, and I get angry. What happens when I get angry, ladies?
He gets mad.
I get mad, and then I get angry. It's a vicious cycle. Mad, angry, mad, angry. You try to make me mad angry, bro?
No, I'm not Mr. PJ, sir.
Okay, well, then you better go home and fix your hair.
Okay, I'll go right now.
All right, scram.
Can I have an animal cracker?
Fuck no. Fuck no, not with that haircut. But hey, tell you what, you fix that hair and you come back, maybe I'll let you eat an elephant.
but the elephant ones are sacred.
Muy grande elefante.
Okay, I'll go get a haircut right now.
Ooh, gotta season that chicken up. A little Italian season here, a little seasoning there. Oh, perfect.
Chef baby.
Oh, not right now, Junior. Wait, aren't you supposed to be in school?
I get it. I need a haircut. It's not that funny, Chef.
You ugly ass boy. Oh my God, somebody had hit you with an ugly stick, didn't they? Or beat the hell out of you with it. You know what? They hit you with the whole ugly tree. God damn. They should have threw you in the dumpster because you were ugly as hell. Or maybe flipped you over and used your head as a mop.
Listen, can you take me to get a haircut, please, so people can stop making fun of me?
You know what, Julia? I actually will, because no one deserves to get bullied for an ugly ass hairstyle like that. Okay. Jesus.
Thank you for taking me.
So what brings you into my barbershop?
I need a haircut.
Yeah, look at him. He's ugly as hell.
Oh, yeah. It do look like you got that future shooter look.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
It's obvious. It looks like you about to pick up an AR-15 and go to town. So what hairstyle you want? A mohawk? Bald?
Oh, hell no. I'm not going bald. Never going bald.
Hey, it's not that bad.
What? You want dreads?
No, my friend Cody has dreads, I think.
What hairstyle is perfect for you? Ooh, how about a low taper fade?
A low taper fade? What's that?
Oh, the best hairstyle ever. You'll get all the holes and be the coolest kid ever.
Me? Be the coolest kid ever? Then yes, I want
to
do it.
All right, let's get to it. I got clippers right here. Let's get started.
Guys, Junior's haircut is so ugly.
Yeah, dude, it has to be the ugliest haircut on Earth.
Well, I don't know about that. Somebody has to have an uglier haircut. I mean, the Earth is pretty massive.
You know what else is massive?
Oh my God!
Holy shit, dude!
Oh my God!
Junior got a low taper fade!
It can't be true! He's super cool now!
No way! He's so cool! I wish I had a low taper fade!
Guys, calm down. It's just a massive haircut.
Junior, will you sign my head? I'll never have enough hair for a low taper fade.
Dude, do you want my hat?
No, that'll cover up the low taper fade!
Oh, I would never do that. What was I thinking?
Junior, will you please marry me?
No, marry me!
No, marry me!
Ladies, what's all the ruckus puckus going on behind PJ? Vivian, go check it out and report back to me.
Okay. Oh my God!
Maria, why didn't Vivian come back?
I don't know. Do you want me to go check it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Adios, mio!
You ladies are gonna make PJ turn around. And PJ doesn't like turning around for nobody.
Junior got a low taper fade. No, I wanted him to get a haircut so people would stop looking at him, and now everybody's looking at him. Oh, no, I can't let this happen.
Ooh, ah.
Hey, Junior, so, what the fuck you doing?
Oh, I got a haircut like you told me to, and thanks for the advice. Everyone loves it.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to get your normal haircut back, not a low taper fade.
Well, the guy at the barbershop said if I got this haircut, it'd make me the coolest kid in the world.
Right, well, that's not what we agreed upon, so you're not going to get an elephant animal cracker.
That's fine. I'd rather these women look at me like they're doing.
Yeah, because you're stealing all the huzz.
Yeah, the huzz love my haircut. Ain't that right, huzz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Hey, ladies, how about we go back to my desk and eat some animal crackers?
No, that's okay. I want to look at that haircut.
Yeah, haircut boy.
Okay, I don't think you ladies heard me. You girls can actually eat some animal crackers now. I'm going to share.
No, thank you. We're okay.
Haircut.
Okay, do you ladies want to come home with PJ, or do you want to stay here and look at haircut boy?
Haircut boy.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I ain't sharing animal crackers with none of you bitches. You think you could do this to me? Hey, you think you could do this to me? You motherfuckers are going to be eating saltine crackers at Pelican Bay when I get through with you. Shoe program. N-word, I'm the man up in this piece. A PJ.
I don't know what he was saying, but keep looking at my hair.
Ooh.
All right, Cross. So I looked up what the snake means for the Lunar New Year. And apparently, if you're nice to a snake, then you have good luck. But if you're mean to a snake and you kill a snake, then you have bad luck for the whole year. So, whatever the fuck that means. But Junior has a real tape of fade? Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, Junior, your haircut's so massive. Because your haircut's so nice, no one in the class has to have homework tonight.
Yay!
Ladies, come back to my house to cuddle.
Woohoo!
Oh my God, Junior, you're so hot.
Muy caliente.
Junior, can you show us it? Yeah, Junior, can we see it?
Yeah.
Oh, you ladies want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bam!
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, look at me living the dream. Some men are dying of thirst, and I'm sitting here drowning. Penelope, why are you okay with me laying with so many girls?
Because, Junior, you have a low taper fade. And besides, if it's not me, it'll be someone else.
That's right. All right, let's do what normal people would do in this situation. Woke up with a wet chubby.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Ew! Gross! Ew!
All right, ladies, calm down. I know he's gay, but don't make fun of him.
No, Junior, your low taper fade, it's gone!
Yeah, no mas! Let's get out of here, ladies!
Ew!
Well, Cody, is my low taper fade really gone?
Yeah, that's okay, Junior. You still have me.
Oh, damn it. I wonder what happened to it.
I don't know.
Well, let's go eat some breakfast.
No, it's okay, Junior. I already had a heaping load of oatmeal.
Where'd you get it from?
Let's just say it was made in-house. Junior Oats.
Dragon City, go check them out. Click the link below or scan the QR code to get our sexy SML decoration, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Mio Izumi Dragon.
What do you want to do today?
You guys want to go to the movies and watch Gladiator 2?
Oh, Cody, I haven't even seen the first one or heard of it.
Wait, you've never even heard of Gladiator?
No, I don't like watching old black and white movies.
It's not black and white, it's from like 2000.
It took them 25 years to make a sequel.
Well, yeah, but the last one was good and this one's going to be good too. It's got shirtless hunky guys fighting.
If the first one was good, it wouldn't have taken 25 years to make a sequel, unless your Pixar was Incredibles.
Right?
Well, look, guys, trust me, it's going to be cool.
Is there any actors that we know?
Well, it's got Denzel Washington in it.
Ooh, Denzel Washington. Is he the Equalizer? In this movie?
No, he's not the Equalizer in Ancient Rome.
So the movie isn't black and white. You said ancient.
What? No, it's not black and white. It's color.
Oh, come on, Cody. You know better than to say that word. Color.
Yeah, you don't say the word colored anymore, Cody. That's a racist term.
What, we're not in the 1960s.
That's not what I said.
You said the movie's colored because it has Denzel Washington in it. One black guy.
What? No, that's not what I meant. I just meant it has the full spectrum of colors.
Oh, it's one of those LGBTQ movies?
Nah, that's too woke for me, bro.
Yeah, you said it has the full spectrum of colors and spectrum. So Denzel Washington plays a gay autistic black guy?
What? No, I just mean it's not black and white.
I mean, there's obviously no segregation in the movie because it has Denzel Washington in it.
Right.
Well, no, guys, do you want to see the movie or not?
I definitely want to see Denzel Washington try to play an autistic gay black guy.
Hell yeah. He has the range, dude.
Yeah, he's the only actor that could do that.
I don't know about that. They got Robert Downey Jr.
Tropic Thunder, he played that.
Yeah, he was awesome in Tropic Thunder.
Okay, I don't want to see the movie.
No, we want to go see it. Come on, I want to go see Denzel Washington play this role. Oh, man, guys, I can't wait to watch Denzel Washington be an autistic gay guy.
I know, dude. This should be his best role yet.
Let me get some popcorn. You want anything?
I want some Jujubes.
Oh!
Cody, stop saying racist stuff.
It's not racist. It's candy.
Come on, dude. I'm not even Jewish and that's offensive. Nor a bee.
Harold, I'm so excited to see Denzel Washington in that new motion picture screen.
I hear he's hung like a horse.
Oh, I bet he is. That old hunky sack of shit. Every time Denzel Washington's on the screen, I want you to hand me a wad of paper towels so I don't stain the seat.
But you already stained the seat.
I'm like Gary the Snail in this bitch.
Ah, talking old people.
I know, dude. They always ruin the movie.
Harold, look right there. There's Denzel Washington right there.
Oh, my God, it's Denzel.
I'm going to see if I can get a picture with him. Excuse me, Mr. Denzel Washington.
What?
The guy sitting right next to you, Denzel Washington, right?
No, that's my friend Joseph. I know he's black, but he's not as old as Denzel.
Appreciate the compliment, though.
Oh, I get it. He's on the cover because this is new movie premiere.
No, this is my boyfriend, not Denzel Washington.
Well, you mind if I get a picture with Denzel Washington?
You know what? Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, Mr. Washington. You're making it like a waterfall between my thighs.
It's true. I can smell it.
Okay, say cheese.
I ain't got no teeth.
I used to be a cock.
Okay, I took it.
All right. Upload that on the book of faces for me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, I'm so excited. I got a picture with Mr. Washington.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have any popcorn.
Oh, the theater ran out of popcorn?
Well, I got the popcorn, and then I dropped it walking up the stairs, and I don't have any more money.
Yeah, well, Junior, something really weird just happened.
What?
Those old people think Ken is Denzel Washington.
But he's white.
I know, but now that I'm really looking at it, I can kind of see it in the smile.
Yeah, he has Denzel's smile.
Bro, are y'all blind as hell? He does not look like Denzel at all. Maybe Tom Cruise.
Excuse me, Mr. Washington? My husband would love if he could watch us bang.
Okay, I think we need to go.
No, that's Denzel, ain't it?
Come on, guys.
Let's go.
Oh, see, Denzel? I was holding that quiz the whole time.
Well, guys, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, dude, I can't believe those old people thought Ken looked like Denzel Washington.
I don't know. I can kind of see it, though, like, especially in the smile.
Yeah, the smile.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? He looks nothing like Denzel. I look more like Denzel than anybody.
I don't know. The face.
And the smile.
Yeah.
Man, look at this. This is Denzel Washington. He looks nothing like Ken.
I don't know. Now that I'm really looking at it, it looks like Ken.
Yeah, like the cheekbones, the eyebrows, the nose, the ear. It looks all like Ken.
No, the hell it doesn't. Look at the lips. Oh, nothing like Ken. Look at me.
Yeah, it looks definitely like Ken. That's it.
Yeah.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. You keep arguing. I'm going to answer the door.
I'll maybe give you the skin tone.
Bro, it's more than that. Way more.
Hello?
Hey there. Is my client Denzel Washington here?
No.
Well, don't lie to me, son. TMZ took this photo of you and your friends entering the house with Denzel.
Who got that photo?
TMZ. The paparazzi's outside.
Where's Denzel?
He's inside.
Sweet.
So tell me where Denzel is. I have to talk to him about all the movies he has coming out.
Well, I guess if that's really Denzel Washington, then he's upstairs on my couch.
Thank you.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Oh, thank God, Denzel. I was looking all over for you.
Jesus Christ, this has to be the worst fucking nightmare ever.
Denzel, stop looking at pictures of yourself. We have movie roles to discuss.
Ooh, what movies is Denzel gonna be in?
Well, I can't talk about that with you guys. Not unless Denzel says it's okay. What do you say, Denzel?
Denzel says it's fine.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, they want to start work on a new Equalizer movie.
Oh, I love the Equalizer movies.
And then after that, they want to do a sequel to Remember the Titans called Remember the Titans 2, We Forgot the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 3, those guys look familiar. And then Remember the Titans 4, oh yeah, those are the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 5, okay, we get it. We know who the Titans are. And then Remember the Titans 6, Christmas with the Titans. And then, of course, the prequel movie, Titans to Remember. And they also want to do a TV series called Kicking It with the Titans.
Oh, that would be really awesome. I always want another Remember the Titans movie.
Okay, Denzel, come on. We gotta get you down to the studio to work on the Equalizer.
There's no way in hell that y'all think that Ken is fucking Denzel Washington.
Well, can I come with him? I'm kind of his boyfriend. Oh, I didn't know Denzel was gay, but whatever.
I want to come too because I like watching Equalizer movies.
Okay.
Seriously?
Oh, man, Joseph, you missed the movie set. It was so cool watching him film action scenes.
What did he do, stand in one place?
Yes.
Well, they got CGI and stuff, so it looks really cool.
Bro, he doesn't look like Denzel. This is a waste of a movie.
No, after I saw Ken's acting skills, I truly think he's Denzel Washington.
I didn't realize I was dating Denzel Washington this whole time.
Bro, he's a freaking doll. He's not Denzel Washington.
He's not at all, Joseph. He's Denzel Washington.
Okay, watch, Joseph. They gave us an early release of the trailer, so you have to watch him act. Look at this. Wait, before I click play. Is Denzel Washington the black guy in the old Allstate commercials?
No.
No, dude. Are you sure he was like, Allstate's dead? Are you good heads?
No, I know.
That wasn't Denzel Washington.
No, that's not at all. That's not him.
There's some other black dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's 3,500. I'm 30,000 short. Hey, man, Giotti, where's my money?
Right here, boss.
Really? It's all there. $30,000 is in that thing.
It's all there.
Okay, let me see it.
You sure you want to see it?
It's just money, yeah.
Okay, your funeral.
Okay, well now I'm not too sure I want you to open it, because you said it's going to be my funeral and that sounds bad.
Too late. The Equalizer 4! Don't shoot me! I'll free the hostages, I swear! I'm glad to be back on the good side. No, please! I'm sorry for killing your grandmother!
Joseph, wasn't that the sickest movie you've ever seen?
Dude, I can't believe y'all really think Ken looks like Denzel Washington. This is a waste of time. I would never get that time back for watching this stupid-ass movie. I'm out of here, dude.
He's just jealous because he's not dating Denzel Washington.
Wait a minute, Cody. I have an idea.
Yeah?
Since everyone thinks he is Denzel Washington, that means you have access to all of Denzel Washington's money at the bank.
Oh, my God. What is Denzel Washington's net worth?
Let me look it up. I just did it. $300
million. $300
million?
I'm dating a rich hunk.
So we could take him to the bank and withdraw money from Denzel Washington's bank account and get millions of dollars.
I don't know if Denzel would want us to do that.
He says we can. He says we can take all the money we want. Come on.
You're the best boyfriend ever.
Cody, if this does not work, it'll be so embarrassing.
Shh, quiet, Junior. Blow our cover.
Thank you for choosing Goodman Bank and Trust. Denzel Washington, my man.
Oh, my God, Junior, it worked.
What can I do for you, Mr. Washington? You came to look your $300 million?
Mr. Washington lost his voice.
Oh, from all the acting.
Yes, exactly. So, he would like to withdraw some money today.
Okay, well, how much would he like to withdraw?
All of it.
I'm sorry, what was that number?
All of the money.
All $300 million?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a box of about $30 million right here. I can box that up for you if you'd like.
That would be great.
Yeah, put it in a briefcase. That's what Mr. Washington likes his money in.
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'll put it in a briefcase and I'll give it right to you.
Oh, my God, Cody, look. We literally have millions and millions of dollars of Denzel Washington's money.
No, I love dating a rich man.
I truly believe with my entire heart that Ken is the real Denzel Washington because we walked right up into the bank, no questions asked. They just gave us all of his money from his bank account.
Yeah, of course they did. I mean, just look at him. That's Denzel Washington.
That's Denzel Washington.
Wait, is that my phone?
Your phone's ringing, Cody.
Where the hell is it?
I gotta find it. If it's your mom, you can't miss the call.
Is it in the couch cushion?
If you miss your mom's call, she's gonna make you go home.
Damn it, it's on the floor.
You missed the call, damn it.
Junior, I have a voicemail from Denzel Washington.
Wait, Ken doesn't have a phone.
No, so who is this?
Oh no, Cody. What if Ken's not the real Denzel Washington? And we just stole the real Denzel Washington's money and he's mad and he's calling to yell at us.
Oh no, I think we better listen to this.
You motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
We did steal his money.
Huh? You can do this shit? Hey! You can do this to me?
I'm so sorry, Denzel. We thought it was...
You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you.
Pelican Bay?
You program, nigga.
What does that mean?
23-hour lockdown.
I don't want to go to jail.
I'm the man up in this bitch.
I'm sorry. We're really sorry.
You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? I'm the police. I run shit. You just live here.
Let's return the money.
Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go and walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down.
Excited to go on our fancy dinner date tonight.
Only the best for you, baby.
Is Jeffy ready?
Jeffy, are you ready to go to dinner? Did you put on your shirt and tie? Jeffy, you're not wearing a Donald Duck costume at dinner.
Why? It has a bow tie.
Because the fancy restaurant.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's the fanciest restaurant. We're going to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet.
It takes months to get a reservation, and they have a strict dress code.
Well, this is fancy as fuck, Daddy. I'm related to Scrooge McDuck.
Jeffy, you're not going wearing that Donald Duck costume.
Fuck you, bloody.
Okay, and for saying that, now you're not going at all. I'm going to get a babysitter.
No, Marvin, we have to leave now. Where are we going to get a babysitter in the next 5 minutes?
I'm going to ask Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Marvin. I'm making a grilled cheese and chocolate pudding sandwich.
All right, it's an emergency. I need your help.
Look, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. I'm already using all the cheese for myself. I'm going to be gassier than a bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for a sandwich. Listen, I have a dinner reservation at Frankie's.
Whoa, Frankie's? That's fancy as hell, Marvin. You better have a suit.
I'm going to go wearing this. But listen, me and Rose are going, and we don't have anyone to babysit Jeffy, so I was wondering if maybe you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, my bad. I had a tickle in my throat. I'm sorry, Marvin. What were you saying?
I was wondering if you could babysit Jeffy.
God damn it! Babysit Jeffy! You stupid as hell, goofing, dumbass, retarded ass little boy.
How are you? Come on! Holy shit, you got to play your band? Oh, my God!
I'm sorry, it was just that damn funny.
He's so stupid.
Hey, Marvin, what did Chef Pee-Pee say? Oh, my God, Marvin, what happened to your face?
I asked him to babysit Jeffy, and he accidentally hit me in the face.
Marvin, you can't go out to dinner like that.
Well, no, we're not missing this reservation. We're still going.
Well, what are we going to do about Daffy Duck over there?
Okay, listen, I don't know. We got to find a babysitter somehow. I just don't know anyone else that can babysit him.
Marvin, what about your brother Louis?
Oh, no. No, I'm not getting my brother Louis over here. I don't need his help. Jeffy, can we trust you to stay home by yourself?
No. I just figured out how to use a lighter. And I like to hold it near things, especially things made out of cloth.
Okay, fine. I'll call my brother Louis. Just... God damn it.
your mother.
Marvin, I was so shocked you called me to babysit. You never call me.
Oh, I know. Just know you're my last resort. I would never call you for anything ever. I just need you to babysit him. Make sure he doesn't shit on stuff or rub his ass like a dog on the carpet or set stuff on fire.
Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch a bird, though.
What?
Because he's a bird?
No, he's not a bird. That's my son. He's a human.
This is a human? Well, Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch babies. You forget the time we went back in time to hang out with our younger self.
That never happened. That was not us. That wasn't happening. Listen, anyway, I'm going to go to dinner with my wife, so if anything bad happens, you call us, okay?
Oh, wow, she looks so pretty in the pink dress. Just like the one with that was named after the fruit.
Okay, don't shut up. Let's go to dinner, baby.
He's so nice.
Marvin, I can't believe we're at Frankie's. It's as fancy as people say.
I know, it just smells so rich in here.
Hey there, welcome to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet, where the flavor never ends and neither does the name of the restaurant. I'm Brooklyn Guy, I'll be your waiter this evening. First of all, I just need to know if you folks want to do the hibachi, the buffet, or traditional dining.
Oh, we'll dine in.
That sounds good. Just remember that our buffet is eat all you can, so if at any point you don't get enough food, you just take your plate up to the buffet and just eat everything. Just keep eating until you can't eat anymore. First of all, I just want to go over some of Frankie's favorites with you. For the appetizers, I recommend the chicken wings. They come in buffalo, barbecue, and terrell yak. The cut of steak we recommend is the kibbeh. Nobody's quite sure where that is on the cow, but it's very tender. And for our hibachi, if you decide to do that, we do have our beef tacos, hard or soft shell, and our guacamole and chips. We're the only place in the world that actually cooks that on a hibachi grill. And for noodles, I recommend the baked zeedle. So, can I get you two started with a drink?
Oh, I'll have a glass of wine, but no alcohol.
So grape juice, then?
Yes, that sounds great.
Grape juice, Morgan?
Yes, grape juice would be nice.
Okay, I'll leave you two to look at the menu.
Oh, baby, what are you looking at?
I don't know. He really made that kibbeh sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you like to do for fun? What, are you going to make like a popcorn? Or maybe paper mache? It still might be paper mache. Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Now you deal with that.
Oh my god!
Okay, you two lovebirds. Our grape juice tonight is an exquisite nectar, masterfully wrought from the noblest Concord grapes. Its resplendent ruby tones unveil a symphony of opulent sweetness, culminating in a pristine crystalline finish. A veritable treasure for the most cultivated of tastes. It's also diet.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you two like to smell?
Yes. Mmm, Concord.
Yes, it is.
Very grapey.
Yes, so do we have any questions about the menu?
Yes, I noticed there's no prices on the menu.
Yes, Frankie didn't believe in putting prices on menus because he felt like it scared people away from the more expensive items.
Okay, so how will I know the total?
Well, you'll know when you get the bill. It's kind of like a fun little surprise at the end, sort of like an unexpected medical bill. So have we decided what we want to eat?
Ooh, I'll get the chicken Alfredo pasta.
Ooh, expensive.
Oh, well, what about the kibbeh steak?
Oh, that's the most expensive.
You know what? I'll get both.
Well, sounds good. And for you, sir?
Well, since she's getting the two most expensive things on the menu, I guess I'll order off the kids' menu. I'll get the kids' mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, the what, sir?
The kids' mac and cheese.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir. What is that?
It's right here. It's the kids' favorite, the mac and cheese.
I don't know about that. I know we have a lobster mac and cheese. It's very expensive.
What? No, not the lobster mac and cheese. The kids' mac and cheese is right here.
You'll have to be a little bit more specific, sir. I only know the names of the items.
Can I get the piggy mac and cheese?
I'm sorry, sir. What was that? Please speak up.
The piggy mac and cheese.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
The piggy mac and cheese.
Oh, the piggy mac and cheese for the little piggy. Does our little piggy want piggy mac and cheese, little piggy? Hey, everybody! This grown man is ordering the piggy mac and cheese like a little piggy. Oh, it's good, sir. It's a very popular item with the kids. It's a creamy, cheesy moss with crumbled boon, and the pork is Evio pulled pork.
Oh, I heard that's good for you.
I heard that, too. So, if you want that, I am going to need you to oink.
What?
Yeah, I just need a little oink to confirm you do, in fact, want the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm not gonna oink.
I can't give you the piggy mac and cheese unless you oink.
I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna need you to oink if you want the piggy mac and cheese, sir. Just a little oink. Just a little oink. Okay, sir. I'll get that started for you.
Marvin, why were you being so weird about your order?
Because I don't want to say piggy mac and cheese. Like, why did they have to call it that? Why couldn't they call it bacon mac and cheese or just the kids' fucking mac and cheese? He knew what I was talking about.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
Remodeling. I think a closet would look good right here.
Robin's going to kill me. A closet won't fit right there.
Well, if you grab a hammer and some sheetrock and help me get this closet done before Daddy gets home, then it'll look good.
Give me that hammer. I can't believe you would do this. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God, Daddy, he's crazy. I heard banging and I came over and he was beating a hole in the wall.
That's not true. Give me that video.
All right, ma'am. There's your $450 chicken Alfredo pasta.
What?
And your $700 kibbeh steak.
You're fucking lying.
Oh, it looks great. Thank you.
There's no way it's that expensive.
Calm down, little piggy. There's your piggy mac and cheese, and I'm gonna need you to wear this.
What the fuck is that?
Well, that's a piggy snout, because everybody needs to know that you're a little piggy who likes his piggy mac and cheese, and I have to take this from you.
But why are you taking my silverware?
Well, because little piggies don't eat with a fork or a knife. They eat with their little piggy snout to pig out. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on.
I'm not wearing that pig snout.
I'm smelling that crumbled boon. That's good boon. We have the best boon in town, in my opinion. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on so you can enjoy the boon.
I said I'm not wearing that piggy snout.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not going to be able to eat the piggy mac and cheese unless you wear your piggy snout.
Well, then I'm not going
to
eat it.
Well, then I should probably let you know we're going to have to charge you for it anyway. I mean, that's non-refundable, and that's Frankie's policy. It's $20 if you eat it with the piggy snout on, and it's $275 if you don't. There you go. Now you look like a little piggy.
Aw, Mervyn, you look so silly.
Please shut up. Can we just get our food to go?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. We don't do to-go boxes here. Frankie doesn't believe in that.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to eat all this right here with the little piggy snout. Go ahead, little piggy.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore.
No, go ahead. You got to eat it right here. Good pig. Good pig.
Get back here! Listen, if you delete the video, I promise not to tell your dad everything that you've done.
No! Stay back!
No! Don't hold me!
No, stay away! No!
You're making a bad move! No! Stop it,
please! No! Daddy, look what he did! He shattered balls all over the kitchen with his hammer!
No, I didn't! You're setting a filthy rat to the liar!
No, I'm not!
Get back here!
Oh, I'm so full.
Oh, me too.
Ooh, this little piggy's about to pop. That's some pig. Well, here's your bill.
Let me see this.
Yeah, I just want to let you know Frankie doesn't believe in tipping, so a 75% gratuity has already been added.
75% gratuity?
But you can feel free to tip me more if you're very satisfied with my service.
What have you done to deserve that?
Well, I actually did a lot today, sir. I carried the food from the kitchen all the way to your table. I explained the menu, and I explained the rules.
$2,700 for a meal? Why is it so expensive?
Well, because she ordered the chicken Alfredo pasta and the kibbeh steak.
What? $400 for fucking grape juice?
Well, it's not just any grape juice, sir. This is Diet Welch's grape juice, 2023. That's a very fine year. This is really top shelf stuff.
I ordered the piggy mac and cheese. It's only $20, but this is too expensive.
How will you be paying today, sir? Cash, card, or kidney? Or shall we just call the police?
Get back here!
No! If you let me tase you, I'll delete the videos.
Tase me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You sound like SpongeBob.
Okay, fine. Now let me do it to you.
Daddy, look, he's crazy. He's trying to tase me with a taser.
That's not true. He's lying, Marvin. You know what? I'm out of here.
Oh.
Marvin, I can't believe you sold half your kidney to pay for tonight's dinner.
That was the only way we could fucking pay for it, because you ordered two of the most expensive things on the menu.
Marvin, you're still wearing your piggy nose.
Oh, I'm going to wear it proudly, because I had to pay all that money for dinner.
Hey, Daddy, Uncle Louis tried to touch me.
What?
Yeah, and then he ran out of the house, and he threw a bunch of bowls down in the kitchen, and then he took a hammer to the drywall.
What?
Yeah, I have it all on video right here.
Oh, my God. God, baby, look at this. Louis is deranged.
Yeah, that's a deranged man, Daddy. That's a cry for help.
Oh my, he is not allowed back in this house again. Look at all the damage he's done. He's on the hammer. He tried to tase you.
I know, Daddy. He's crazy.
Oh my, let me call the cops.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, look who it is! It's the little piggy bitch from dinner! How you doing, little piggy? You got a belly full of food, you little piggy? Oh, that little piggy belly's all full of mac and cheese, isn't it, you little pot-belly piggy? Look at you, little piggy bitch, bitch-ass piggy.
New stuff.
How'd you get new stuff, Dougie? How'd you get those glasses?
I went Black Friday shopping.
How'd you go Black Friday shopping if you don't have any money?
Well, I